Bridge Contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for us.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Bert. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they trash more playing than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Go back on my knob. Yes, Munch.
Stop on the run.
Stop on the run.
Stop on the run.
Bite my left nipple, ass wipe. Kiss my left ball, pimwit. Smell my hog, queer bait. No F you can't, douchebag.
Heaviest travel day of the year, the day before Thanksgiving. And the,
oh, we're doing that.
The heaviest shopping day of the year.
No way we're getting out of that.
Oh, I'm sick of that, man.
We'll take the whole week off. We'll be caught up by then.
Okay, listen, anyway. Hello, we're here. We're queer.
We are.
We're not on vacation.
No, we're not.
Buzz is not here. Buzz will be calling us today.
Oh, good. Has anybody checked up on him? Has anybody gone to visit him?
Well, I got a call from Buzz this morning.
Oh, good.
And here's the deal. Buzz was going in for what he's calling an elective surgery. It was supposed to be outpatient.
Is it true, the rumor I heard?
Yes.
That he looks like Robert Wagner now?
Well, all I know is that, no one knows because he's like the Invisible Man. His face is covered in bandages.
Right.
I don't know if he's getting an eye lift.
You know, we joke about it an awful lot, but just this moment, right now, this very moment, a thought cropped into my head.
What's that?
You know, he had all his stomach stuff done, right? Maybe he really
twice
is.
He's had it done.
Maybe he really is getting You know, we'll know.
The Hollow Man.
All I know is that I get a call this morning.
Did his voice sound different?
No, his voice was the same. Hi. I said, hi, how you doing? Because I think...
Hi, Don.
I think he's going to be, you know, messed up out of his mind on Percodan or something.
It's Buzz.
At home. And he says, I'm in the hospital.
He's still in the hospital?
I said, you're still there. I thought it was outpatient surgery. And he said, you know, with Buzz, it's always murky.
Well, it's always murky, and he...
Trying to figure out exactly what it is that's wrong with him.
Buzz is not very hard on his doctors, either. He doesn't demand answers. You know, they would say, we're going to need to take the arm above the elbow. But he said, well, then, fine. Well, no problem at all.
So it was supposed to be an elective type, just clean up the mess surgery. He was going to go in and go home the same day.
Right.
But as it turns out now, that was Monday. That was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. He's still there, and he doesn't know when he's going to get out.
He's been through a slice of hell.
Yes, he has.
I mean, he has been through hell on earth with this stomach surgery that he had.
I think he will be calling in today to tell us exactly what's going on.
Like,
if he knows.
5 years ago he had it the first time?
Yeah.
No. And the saddest thing of all, to save a little money, the hospital is not air-conditioned.
Oh, he did tell me.
No problem.
I hope the radio's not on. He did tell me that he has the dumbest roommate in the world.
Oh, really?
He said he's got, like, a member of the Beverly Hillbillies in the bed next to him.
Throw myself into debt to get a private room in a hospital.
And he was about to get a sponge bath.
Hey. Oh, hey.
When he had to hang up.
That's fantastic. Hey, happy ending.
So there you go. That's the story of Buzz. I think he'll be calling.
Well, God bless him. I mean, really, I hope he's well, and I'll give him a holler if you have his number in the hospital.
I don't have it. I don't know.
You know what hospital? Well, you can't say it on the air. But
I don't know what hospital.
Tom Gavin will know.
I don't know. Anyway, he's supposed to be calling us at some point today. I wanted to start today's show off with kind of a feel-good.
Good?
If you don't mind.
I'd love that.
This is a fax that is just to me, not to you.
Okay.
To Don Geronimo.
Right.
And, of course, it's from someone who didn't bother to leave a name or a phone number.
Yes.
Don, I am so... And then there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 O's after... The S. Mm-hmm. 6 O's. I'm so tired of hearing you complain about coming into work on your vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've really complained about it. Goofed about it a little bit. And if anything, I've tried to point out the fact that we're here.
You've complained about the people that are reacting to it that don't, you know, the people at your place of vacation that are just in that vacation mode or don't understand.
This person goes on to write, I almost wish you had taken the week off. It's like telling a friend you'll take them out for dinner and complaining throughout the whole dinner about how you're paying. Mm-hmm. Shut up. Well, let me say to whoever this is at IGT Controller in area code 775, F you!
Well, F you!
Well, F you! Happy 4th of July.
And F you!
And I sent you a fax back. And that's what I wrote on it. Happy 4th of July. F you.
Yeah, F her.
So anyway.
You know how I joked and I said traditionally the heaviest travel day of the summer? That's not the case.
No.
No one's here. No one's in town.
Everybody's gone.
Everybody really is gone. Today was the least amount of traffic that I've seen in probably 2 months in Washington.
And no one was on the road yesterday when I left the station either.
No, it was very... There were a few folks on the... Going places.
Elsewhere.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, though.
Anyway,
seeking warmer climate.
I apologize. I didn't think I had been bitching about it. If anything, I'm tooting our own horn, if you must.
A touche.
That we are here. We are queer. We are not on vacation for you. Listen, let's start the Friday show. And today, it's going to be an all-American... extravaganza on the show.
Oh, I love it when we get patriotic.
We're going to have fireworks outside.
Very good.
We're cleared for everything except the bottle rockets.
Okay.
Because keep in mind, we are in a drought. We're always in a drought. Even though it seems to me that like every other day, we get like 5 inches of rain and then we get flooding.
A couple of weeks ago, didn't we get like 2 days of steady rain?
Not enough. It's got all sucked up by Mother Earth.
It's never enough. We're
going to die. I'm just going to tell everybody right now, we're going to die.
We're in a drought.
We're all going to die because it's going to be too hot, too overcrowded, and we're losing all of our water. Sure. And you know what? People are going to be fighting for water. It's going to be desperate.
So anyway,
writing a sci-fi.
We are in a drought, so we cannot light off a bottle rocket because the thought is, what if the bottle rocket was to hit one of these trees, one of these desperately dry trees, and then...
Might light up Fairfax.
Then we would be like that...
God knows there's so much forestry around Fairfax.
He'd be like that guy in Arizona.
Yeah.
That guy that lit the fire, and now, like,
the idiot,
the entire West Coast is on fire.
It's amazing.
But we do have a large assortment of fireworks for you today. We'll be outside doing that in a second, and we also have a very patriotic newsmaker of the week.
Is it Uncle Sam?
Mike, I hate it when you give it away.
It's Uncle Sam.
I hate it when you give it away. But, of course, you know, we're timely and we're as topical as today's headlines.
Sorry.
And, of course, you could have seen him in the next room wearing his red, white, and blue suit.
That's how I got it. That's why I gave it away.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You know, once a week, we get the biggest names in showbiz or in news to join us.
Very, very exciting.
And today we're joined by one of America's greatest icons. Let's all party like it's 1999, this 4th of July, as we welcome our main man in red, white, and blue. Here is Uncle Sam.
Captain, don't you mean Uncle Sambo?
Oh, wow.
Now, Sam, that's not funny.
Sure it is. Sure it is. Don't you get the comedy, Captain Ass White? Huh? Behind this white beard and outrageous top hat, I'm actually African. Nigerian, if you must know.
Now, this is quite ironic.
Well, happy 4th of July, all you American F-nuts. Yeah. Have a good time taking your children or feces out to get their hands blown off with illegal fireworks. Yippee!
Uncle Sam, what is your major malfunction?
Well, I'm having trouble with my lady.
Oh, really?
Oh, you mean you have a gal pal?
Sure do. Quite a piece of ass. And she's from France.
Ooh.
As a matter of fact, I understand you used to see her quite regularly, but you don't see her anymore.
Now, wait, hold on. I do not have a clue what you're talking about.
I'm talking about slipping my red, white, and blue Patriot missile into the sexy lady known as the Statue of Liberty.
Oh! Oh, okay. All right. I get it.
All right, dumbass. Didn't you just get fired in New York?
Yeah. Although we like to think of it as we were granted our independence.
Keep thinking that, Captain.
Let me ask you something, Uncle Sam. How could you possibly date the Statue of Liberty?
I got a thing for big women. You know, used to like me some fatties. Then I like the Amazon types. As a matter of fact, I even dated Michelle Combs from the WJFK staff. You know, wow. But even she was too tiny for me.
Wow.
And then I tried some of those WNBA players, but their penises got in the way.
So it's Uncle Sam and Lady Liberty, huh?
What have I been saying, communist dickhead? Once you've had French bronze vag, you don't go back.
Wow.
Now, it has to be Statue of Liberty. It has to be gigantic in there.
Are you kidding? Her privacy is as large as Texas.
What about her...
What? Her anus? Her Statue of Liberty anus? Her give me your tired, your poor anus? Her Ellis Island anus? Her we need to see your papers now, Mr. Anus, Michael Mara, anus?
Yeah, Mike loves it when you say anus.
Oh, I do.
What about the Statue of Liberty's anus?
Let me tell you, it is one big-ass anus. I love it in there, you know? Yeah, I got me a big-screen TV, a popcorn machine, and a red, white, and blue Barco lounger.
I got a headache.
Only problem is in the summer, though. Whew. Damn, smells like immigration in there.
All right, here's a very personal question. How does the Statue of Liberty satisfy you? I mean, she's so big and you are relatively so small.
I'm not that small. Take a look at this.
Oh, no.
She's got no problem when I torch F her.
When he torch Fs her.
Oh, right.
Okay. All right.
Or when she uses her tablets on me until I launch my fireworks from my pants. Yippee.
Well, now, this sounds like a great relationship. You had mentioned a problem with your girlfriend. Well, what is the problem?
She's like every other undouchable C. You know, she's always bitching. I never take her anywhere. I said, listen, you dumb metal cow. You're a statue. You cannot go anywhere.
I can relate. They're all the same, aren't they, Uncle Sam?
Yeah, she says she wants to go to Hooters. She wants to see the producers. She wants to see Letterman. She wants to stand behind Matt Lauer. And I tell her, bitch, You wouldn't even be in the shed. You are 200 effing feet tall.
Sounds rough, Sam, man.
Then, you know, then she found some other statue's oxidation on my unit.
Uh-oh.
And there was hell to pay for that. And I told her she was the only female statue for me.
All right, so you said she's only the only female statue for you. That means...
I had a homo thing with the Lincoln Memorial. Honest. Abe is great.
Oh, that's horrible.
I still get around every time I see his face on a penny. He tasted like copper.
Oh, you. On this 4th of July weekend, our newsmaker today is Uncle Sam.
Wonderful.
Hey, Canada, kiss my ass. Hey, Mexico, goddamn, you stink. Puerto Rico, dine on my BM. And hey, Germany. How you Nazis doing, eh? Yippee, USA!
All right, Uncle Sam, Super Patriot, how will you and your lady celebrate the 4th of July?
Well, I plan on having some fun so she'll stay in the harbor. I hope Mrs. hits her with an errant skyrocket. Maybe it'll blow that mustache off her face.
Now, I have never noticed the fact that the Statue of Liberty has a mustache.
Christ, dumb DJ, she's from France. You know, she has hair on her face, on her arms, on her legs, and between her toes. Her back is the world's largest shag rug.
All right, so she's got to be there since she's a statue. You're going to be out doing something else. What are you planning for the 4th of July, Unc?
Well, I'm going out drinking and whoring with Bill Clinton and Michael Mara.
Oh, wow.
Innis. We'll have fun, eh, Mike?
Hey, that's right, man.
Yeah, well, maybe you can fall through a window on my boat while Cindy Lauper sings for you.
Oh, you're cool.
Not to mention Hardy Ha Ha.
Where will this wild party happen?
Well, actually, Captain, I'm just kidding. As Uncle Sam, I'm putting together an all-star benefit to honor America.
Sounds great. Who's on the roster?
Oh, no. Here we go.
Can't you guess, moron man? Let's see. Here's a hint. It rhymes with bull-flown meds.
Oh, you must mean full-blown AIDS.
Like there's another kind?
I bet I know who's scheduled to appear.
Well, okay, go ahead, Captain. Take it if you can.
Okay, just first names. Brittany, Dick, Dan, Rush, Peter, Liza, David, Cal, Jr., Tony, Mother, Computer, Spidey, Scooby, Tom, Joe, yada, yada. So many, I forget.
Paula.
Yeah, Paula, the toddlers.
Well, you know, you wait till you see our finale, though.
What have you got up your Uncle Sam's sleeve?
Well, we announced we're unfurling a gigantic American flag, but it's really a quilt. One square per celebrity.
I hope all the celebrities show, because these celebrities that we've been mentioning here, they are dropping like flies.
Well, that's the edge, you know, doing its thing. The edge, you know, it's doing its thing, getting jiggy with their immune system. You know, I don't want any of them to die. I wish we'd get off our all-American asses and kill those towel-head bastards.
Now, what nationality are you referring to there?
What's the difference? I don't know. Kill them all, except the French. My old lady made it so.
Now, any final words for America on this birthday, and it's our birthday, of the greatest nation in the world?
Yes, of course. Just because I got AIDS doesn't mean we don't kick some major ass. And all you dumb hicks who blow off your arms, legs, fingers, toes, noses with your fireworks deserve it. Show your scars as badges of your American stupidity.
Wow, Uncle Sam, God damn it, you are bitter.
Well, bitterness and patriotism go together like beer and explosives. Yeah, the 4th of July is like another day for me, you know, another one of the 365 I sit around thinking about how bad your show stinks. You know, your show stinks worse than the Statue of Liberty's left armpit.
Ooh.
You know, the one that doesn't hold the torch. And believe me, it doesn't see a lot of ventilation.
Well, listen, Uncle Sam, have a great holiday.
F you, F-ball. You can't end this. Only I can.
But Uncle Sam.
Let me leave you with a famous Uncle Sam quote.
All right.
I want you to go F yourself. Yeah, damn, this show sucks donkey ass.
Sammy.
Good day.
I'm man from Uncle.
I said good day. You be Ennis, 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 Cindy Lopez, Ennis.
There you go. Best ever. Here's the Dynamite Newsmaker of the Week.
Oh, my. Who knows? He's been stimping the Statue of Liberty.
Uncle Sam.
There he goes. My Uncle Sam.
My Uncle Sam. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, man. He's wearing a USA shirt. There you go.
You wait,
wow, you know, just you guys just keep getting better.
You wait till a couple of weeks from now. Timmy's going on vacation.
Oh, really?
He's going to Europe.
Oh, wow.
And he's going to be phoning in. We're going to fax him his script.
Fantastic.
And he's going to be our mystery newsmaker of the week on the telephone from Europe.
You know, I'm sorry I tipped the hand on there, but it was
right.
It was not a disappointment to have Uncle Sam come in today.
That was pretty obvious. I mean, who else are we going to get this weekend?
If he's all for his manners.
Anna's.
Oh, well.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Preston. I just wanted to say to you that I have appreciated your sacrifice of spending 3 days with us live on the air. Mm. I'm thoroughly entertained. I'm sitting home. I'm unemployed, man.
No, this is great. No need. Thank you, sir. No need. I was just pissed at that one person, because I don't think, really, that I've dwelt on the fact over and over again that we're here. I mean, I've mentioned that it's our vacation because I want you guys to know that we could be, you know, somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be we would toot our own horns because you wouldn't hear about it in the media. Now we do.
I wanted to really kiss both of your asses and say, hey, thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you, my friend.
Now we toot our own horns because management won't mention anything to us either.
Yeah. That's right. We got to. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
See you later. Bye-bye.
And good. I hope you get a job after the holiday.
And, hold on. Well, let's answer some calls, I guess. This is around the time I told Buzz to call in.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, it's not Buzz.
No, I know it's not Buzz. I see that you're on a request line. Hello.
I just wanted to tell all your listeners to have a safe fourth and don't buy a fifth on the third.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That really makes me glad we are here today.
Do you think he really was that they're going to love this?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you, why don't you just stop whining about your vacation and do your job?
Now, this guy, you know what this guy's doing? He's just trying to get us going.
Yeah, I know. No, you can't get us going. I'm not whining about it.
I'm in the holiday spirit. I'm in the holiday mood.
And then he hangs up. You know, I can't help but notice the phones are not exactly on fire today.
Right.
You know, normally we come in, even in the opening segment, when a lot of times I'm rattling on about my family or something,
right,
the lines are all ringing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain to you something here. We are here doing a show for you.
What's that now?
And this is kind of disheartening.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, talk down to Mike. Let's try it again. I'll try to get through. Here we go.
Hey, she's wise to it by now.
Oh.
And now they're ringing now, so it's going to take her a little longer to get through. I guess this approach will work.
Don't forget Joe.
Oh, F you, Lisa.
That's work.
Is Lisa? I want to F you.
Of course, now. Now they're going into their mode of answering the phones. Hello.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
I want to make a mess in your hair.
Hello, Mrs. Herndon. Mrs. Herndon.
Mike Show.
Hello, is this Joe?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
What's up?
I want to talk to Don and Mike. Can I talk to Don and Mike, Joe?
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the fact that I love their show, and I'm glad you're working on the 4th of July. Is there a shot I could get through to him? Is there a shot I could talk to him on the show?
What?
Can I talk to Lisa? Hello, Joe. That's how long it takes Joe to really process it.
Thank you. Bye, hey, Joe. Who's on 444?
I think it's Buzzito.
Buzz! All right, thank you, my friend. Here he is now, joining us from his deathbed, Radio's Buzz Burbank.
Hey,
hi, Buzz.
Buzzy!
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi.
So glad to hear
Buzz.
From you, Buzz.
Oh, man, you live.
Buzz, more hell. You're going through more medical hell.
Oh, you can't even believe it. I'm being held prisoner here. It looks like this was supposed to be outpatient surgery.
Now, Buzz, you went in.
Yeah.
The secret is out of the bag. You went in to have your eyes lifted.
Right.
To have some chin work done.
That's right.
And to have your ears
cocked. Yeah.
But what the hell has gone wrong, really?
They didn't expect, a little something happened they didn't expect. They got inside to do the surgery, and they found a shrapnel from both World Wars. So it was a little more complicated than they expected, but I'm stuck here. And guess what? I haven't bathed for 3 days, so I've got that sort of all-over itchy feeling.
Man, this is horrible. When are you going to... Are you going to get a lawyer
to do the malpractice suit? I told Mike you were getting a sponge bath when we spoke this morning.
Yeah, well, it didn't help that much, you know. It's sort of like the Elvis bath. I need the pill that Elvis took, I think. I haven't bathed. I haven't eaten anything in 3 days. The only thing I can consume, I'm allowed to have right now, is water and apple juice. And guess what the hospitals are just flat out of? Apple juice.
Apple juice.
The only hospital on the planet that has no apple juice.
Jesus Christ, Buzz. You have been through the absolute ringer. I mean, is everything okay? Is everything going to be okay? Are you going to have to go back in again now?
I guess so. I don't know if I'm going to have to be on some kind of permanent life support system that I'm going to have to cart around the rest of my life, or if I'm actually going to get out of here.
Here's what he said to me, and now this is all kidding aside. He said, when I talked to him this morning, I said, how come you're not out of the hospital? He said, they won't let me out of the hospital until he shows that he can pass gas.
Right, that's standard.
Now, the problem is, they're not giving him any food.
Right.
So he doesn't have a chance.
Are you done, though, now?
Pass gas. Or are you still in the middle of it?
Oh, I'm done, all right. Apparently it's, you know, the operation was a success. We're just having trouble getting my system started again. So I need some kind of kickstart. But I'm stuck in here until that happens. And so it's going to be a delightful 4th of July for me.
Are you in any pain at all?
No, none whatsoever. Other than the fact that I can't, consume any food or function in any normal way. Other than that, I'm fine.
He's got the button, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the button here. You want to hear the button?
I know what the button is. The button's Let's Liquid Demerol, right?
Yeah, that'd be... That, every time you hear one of those...
Yeah, it's a self-medication.
I'm giving myself a shot of painkiller.
I love that one.
I mentioned, I know you probably don't want to say anything if he's there, but I mentioned how fond you were of your roommate.
I can say this. I can say that being at the hospital, you know, staff and everybody included, is kind of like if the Beverly Hillbillies was made by Fellini. that's what this hospital experience is like.
Really? You see, you're really thrilled with the location.
Yeah, it couldn't be nicer.
Now, Buzz, can't you get an upgrade or something? I mean, can't you?
You know,
don't you have, like, frequent flyer miles? You've been to the hospital so much.
You would think so. Yeah, I'm going to inquire about that, as a matter of
fact. Does the staff know who you are?
No, they have no idea.
All right get a nurse.
really, I mean, Buzz, we're going to have to
call a nurse.
It's not going to do any good.
Buzz?
Hang on. I'm calling.
Call a nurse.
Call the nurse.
I mean, this is the least we can do for him.
When I was on the phone with him today, they didn't sound... Whoever the nurse that was attending to Buzz at the time didn't sound like she had gone to nursing school and had a great bedside manner, because...
Hi, could I get a nurse, please?
She was like yelling at Buzz about something while he was on the phone with me, and Buzz was saying...
Buzz is too nice a guy to... of course, you and I wouldn't do it either. You and I, if we were in that circumstance, we wouldn't be dropping our name around, but we'd certainly...
Mike, hold on.
Let me just put Buzz on hold for a moment. Hold on, Buzz.
All right.
They'd know who we are, Mike.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Hi, Buzz.
How stupid of me not to know that.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
All right, is the nurse coming?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay.
All right, good. Well, then...
Because we're gonna get if you have to share the room, at least you're going to get VIP treatment starting today.
Well, I would hope so.
Are you in a suburban hospital, Buzz?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
And you're, of course, covered by the great Infinity Insurance. How much did they laugh when you gave them that card?
They're still laughing.
Yes, they're laughing hysterically.
They've been passing it around.
It's almost like you ever go to, like, a Spencer Gifts or something, and you get those dumb novelty business cards?
Right. Exactly.
Same thing. You go to a doctor's office with one of these Infinity insurance cards.
It's like handing them fake poop.
Well, what, Buzz?
I showed it to them. They said, what, you didn't have a library card? That's how valuable it is.
All right. And again, now, if you're checking the response time here, Buzz...
Yeah, really. What if Buzz was in real distress?
Buzz called the nurse approximately 75 seconds ago.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe we could... If there's some way we could get the phone number out to the nurse's station... Then we'd be able to put them on speakerphone and lecture them all.
We got to do that thing, though, with getting their permission to get them on the air.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, it's all a catch 22. Everything.
Now, who did you ask for the nurse? Was there an orderly going by that you asked for the nurse?
No, I pushed the call button.
We'll push it again.
Hot lip. All right, here.
Very good.
There he is.
All right.
Yeah, you know, I can tell you. Did you give yourself a hit of that medication?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you sound a little buzzed right now. Pardon the pun.
There's nothing else to do. I'm bored out of my mind.
There's nothing else to do. You know, when I was going through a similar procedure, nothing like what Buzz has gone through.
Of course not.
At cocktail hour, like 5 or 5.30, I would give myself the juice.
Yeah.
I'd wait. I'd hold up and give myself a nice double dose.
Because they don't give you an unlimited supply, right?
It's the most amazing, at least as far as I was concerned, it was the most amazing drug I'd ever experienced.
Yeah, it's an amazing technology that you can just keep administering that to yourself.
Yeah.
But it's not like an unlimited supply, like turning on the water.
The reason it's a dosage is because you're limited to, I think, one every 15 minutes or something like
that. Yeah, it's regulated. 12, I think 12 minutes, but who's counting?
12 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
One every 12 minutes?
Yeah. 12 minutes, and, you know, and sometimes it's not like you can save them up. Peter, you can't do something overnight. No.
You know what you need is like an egg timer so you know exactly when 12 minutes hits.
Exactly. Now, if we're counting here, we're working about with the 2-minute mark that the nurse was called.
So if this was serious, I'd be dead by now.
You got your traffic on the AIDS.
Mm-hmm. But they don't know whether
you got your
serious.
Demerol on the 12s.
They don't know whether it's serious or not, right?
No, they
They're
don't.
They're probably hoping that he passes because it just frees up a bed.
Wait a minute, hold on. Regardless of the fact that they don't know if it's serious or not,
no one's coming to see you.
That is correct.
It's been over 3 minutes now, and there is no nurse.
Buzz, you're not getting the proper care.
This is what I've been saying all along.
We're going to fix this.
All right.
When the nurse gets there and they ask what you want, tell them you need sparklers.
And
where is Dr. Bombay?
I don't know. Dr. Bombay is not making his rounds until 6 p.m. this evening, so and by that time it'll be too late to check me out, so I'm stuck here for another night.
And I can relate how difficult this is. Because I remember one of you guys called me when I was in the hospital. It's the hardest thing to do is to like stay up and stay energized during these little segments, no matter how brief they are.
You know how nice I used to be? I've become a complete jerk. I'm an angry man. I could go off at any minute.
Oh,
and you'd need a nurse. You called the nurse and she's not coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, call the bitch again.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, so is the doctor from Cannonball Run.
Let me just take this, his little finger here.
That Dr. Giggles.
I don't think he's going to be passing gas anytime soon.
Detroit.
Now, they're not even answering me now.
Not even answering him now.
There's no one home.
Now, are you mobile or do you have to stay in bed?
I'm semi-mobile. I've got one of those IV sticks, you know, that you walk around with wheels on it. Yeah.
Can you wheel yourself out to the hallway to ask for someone to come help you?
I could. I'd have to unplug everything here, but I could.
Well, go ahead.
I'm supposed to walk anyway.
No, don't do that.
I don't want him to unplug.
No, don't do that, Buzz.
Don't unplug yourself.
You should have the goddamn nurses should be responding.
Yes, they should.
All right, you know, hold on just a moment, Buzz.
Probably down there having a cookout.
Hold on, and here's what we'd like you to do.
All right.
Give Lisa the name of the hospital you're in.
Okay.
And the phone number and the room you're in. Let me and Mike call, and then we'll handle it.
Okay, very good.
All right, and get well very soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm sure everything's going to be fine.
You wait to see how your service improves.
I just want to bust out of here. That's all.
All right, hold on just a second. Right. Just a second.
You wait till see how that service improves for Mr. Mike Elston.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, it sounds he's the kind of guy, he doesn't bitch unless it's really bad.
God damn,
he gets stepped on. He gets walked on by these healthcare professionals that have him up in the first place.
3 days? That's really bad.
I mean, the whole reason he's in there, correct me if I'm wrong, is because they effed up the surgery to start with.
Twice. He's on his third.
He had an intestinal thing. They went in, they put like some kind of like split rail fence in his stomach.
For a while he would lift up his shirt and show us that he had like this gall. Had this like this ooze flowing through.
And now they're not even helping him.
Don't forget he had the whole maxi pad era.
Right.
Where every day as part of his daily routine, he had to tape a Kotex to his belly because he was oozing.
Yeah, because he had a truss like a big girdle that he had.
Poor bastard had the colostomy bag,
and now he sounds like he's really miserable.
Remember the hell we put him through with the colostomy bag?
And he's in the Beverly Hillbillies in a Fellini film. That's what he's saying is it's just a bunch of rednecks that aren't treating him well.
Can you imagine?
Open a window.
Can you imagine a worse fate? Being on this show and having a colostomy bag.
Oh, my God.
Having to come to work every day. And we waited and waited and waited until we could wait no more.
Right.
And that poor son of a bitch.
Hey, Swish.
Yeah. He finally allowed us to do the comedy about it. We were doing plenty of comedy like off air.
And he knew it.
It's amazing.
You got it? Thank you, Lisa. Well, that's a good hospital.
Which one is he in? Let me see. Right, you writing it down?
Yeah.
Huh.
So a good hospital.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Well, I mean, it's good, but it's, you know, I was hoping you were going to say this one here.
Okay, I'm going to call the hospital.
That's a good one, but it's not great. This is the good one. It's a little joke.
Take it off the air.
It's a little joke. Yeah, take it off the air. All right, I'll ask her the fourth floor nurse's station.
Actually, that's the best one right there. That's the one that, you know, gets all like, these specialties and stuff like that.
The one he's in is the one that...
Of course, the one that you're talking about is the one where, you know, you recommend your guy that did my thingy.
Fourth floor nurse's station, please.
That did that, and that's like the best medical procedure I've ever had.
That's
where, never looked back.
That's where my kid went when he had appendicitis.
Right.
I mean, they do great stuff. I had my kidney stuff done there. It's a good hospital.
Okay.
Yeah, hi, is this the fourth floor? Hi, listen, this is the Don and Mike Show. And would you come on here with us for a second about our news guy, Buzz, who's on the fourth floor?
You might know him as Mr. Elston, Mike Elston. It's our newsman, and he's on your floor.
Okay. No, she says okay. No, listen, here's the deal.
Here's the deal. He goes by the name of Buzz Burbank, you see.
Now, He's in the hospital. He's on the fourth floor. We've not mentioned on the air the name of the hospital. All I know is that this guy, he could be run over by a car, and he wouldn't ask for anybody to help him.
We're thinking that maybe we could get him the VIP treatment starting today.
Is there any way that we could, like, get him an upgrade? That we could...
Like, move him into one of the rooms where maybe one of the patients has, you know, expired unexpectedly or something like that?
Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Hold on, please. Was that she can't handle it, or?
Someone comes back.
Why are you doing that for?
In case someone comes back and they don't know they're on the air.
Oh, Christ, so many rules. We're just trying to get Buzz a better room in the hospital.
True.
But he would. He could be, you know, you could be putting bamboo shoots under his fingernails and he would be like, that's a little tender.
He's not, you know, he generally is not a complainer.
Right.
Not like us. Christ, I'd be screaming. I'd be screaming out there. I'd be out in the hallway screaming. Does anybody here listen to 106.7?
Yeah, he'll probably be better if he goes to some kind of outpatient facility.
Mike, that's cruel.
I'm sorry.
That's cruel what you just wrote down. That is very, very cruel. Well, we're still on hold. I'm still hearing, so I'll let you hear, I'm still hearing this delightful music. This delightful on-hold music.
He doesn't need to go to the Whitman Walker Clinic.
And this is what you want to hear when you're in a hospital. You know, when you're laying there with all kinds of bad stuff happening to you. This is what you want to hear when you're on hold. Or let's say you're calling for a loved one and you're worried about their condition. This is what you want to hear.
Now, they seem to be really big on just blowing people off.
Hello?
Hello? We're just trying to... Well, you know, can you hold on for a second? All we want to do is get Buzz a little VIP treatment, like the best Jell-O. The best apple juice. And you know, if the hospital is out of apple juice, go down to the vending machine and get some.
How could the hospital be out of apple juice?
Apple juice. You have to drink apple juice when you have stomach problems. The hospital's out of... The hospital is out of apple juice.
That's impossible. That is impossible.
They're not out of classical music.
Hey, if this is my hospital, and you're put on hold, here's what you're going to hear right here. Right here, okay? You're going to hear something uplifting. Something that says, whoever you're calling about has a chance of living.
I'm pulling the IVs out of my arm already.
Coffee's ready. What you're going to hear is popcorn.
Hello?
Is it? Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we're back on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Sir?
Yes.
I'm going to transfer you to the supervisor.
Oh, excellent.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know. Got to do this goddamn thing again.
Fun, isn't it?
Tell them that they're on the air thing. Sucks. It's ringing out the supervisor's office.
Supervisor, where's the machine that goes bing?
Ah. If I get an answering machine, I'm going to go ballistic.
Yeah, that will suck.
Sorry, we're out of apple juice. It's four rings now in the supervisor's office.
Supervisor's like shooting up.
Five rings.
I got more Demerol here.
Six rings.
Hello?
Hey, this is the supervisor's office.
There's no timer on the supervisor's
button. Seven rings. You believe this?
Well, now I'm starting to get a clear picture of what's going on.
Eight rings.
Well, this is the heaviest travel day of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Nine rings.
You know, I would imagine you're not going to get your A staff.
Ten rings.
On the holiday weekend.
No, fill-ins.
She's not answering right now. Hi, listen, this is the Don and Mike show. You're not on the radio with us right now. Would you come on the air with us for a second? Our newsman, Buzz Burbank, is in the hospital there.
And we just want to talk to somebody about Buzz.
Right, listen, the guy says he'll come on the air. Here's the deal.
Are you a switchboard operator, or are you, working on...
Switchboard operator.
Okay. Well, our guy, Buzz, he's on the fourth floor. We've not mentioned the name of the hospital. But he's on the fourth floor, and he's registered under his real name, which is Michael Elston. And...
Michael Elston?
No. Elston. Elston. E-L-S-T-O-N. And he tells us that you guys are out of apple juice.
And we want to see if we can get him, in general, get him like the VIP treatment because he's, you know, he's a major star.
Is that true that your hospital's out of apple juice?
I have no idea.
Because I've been to the hospital there plenty of times.
You know, we should be transferred back up to the fourth floor because the lady that transferred us to the supervisor where the supervisor wasn't, this guy's not going to be able to help us.
But I know that even right there, like if you're in the emergency room area,
right,
they have vending machines
with apple juice
that sell apple juice.
Yes.
Okay, can you go up and get Buzz some apple juice?
Oh, I can't. I have to answer phones here.
Did you get somebody to get him some apple juice?
Would there be someone who could...
I can patch you into, like, the cooks and stuff like that, and you can talk to them.
Oh, yes, the cooks.
Yes, please.
Okay, here you go.
Good. Okay, we can get him a whole thing.
Have you no apple
juice? Well, he can't eat anything, right?
No, I got to go through this whole thing again, this whole goddamn, may I have your permission?
He can't eat anything.
Go on the air.
Right, except apple juice, right?
We can get him apple juice, though.
Apple juice, can he eat, like, mush?
No.
Can he have applesauce?
Just water or apple juice?
That's what he said. I'm guessing it's all...
Yes, hi. Hold on. Shut up, you guys. I'm on the phone here. hi, this is Don and Mike. We're doing a radio show. Do you mind coming on the air with us? Our news guy is in the hospital there. Buzz Burbank?
Okay. He says,
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to, really.
Hello?
No. All right. Well, then you're not on the air.
Can you transfer us up to the fourth floor, please?
Let me just ask you something, though. Hold on. You work in the food part? Are you guys out of apple juice?
You don't know?
They were last night, he says.
And you don't know if you have any now?
Would you check? Thank you. All right, the guy I'm speaking to now.
I don't know.
And why is it I feel that I've just pulled up to the McDonald's up by Paul the Sixth High School?
Not only out of apple juice, but running dangerously low on intellect.
The guy is going to go see if they have apple
juice. They ran out last night. Why? Maybe because it's hot and people were thirsty?
Duh. I happen to know that there's...
A bomb in an airport.
There's a super fresh.
Yeah.
Like 5 minutes away.
I mean,
you're still... You're a hospital.
You're a hospital. Get some apple juice.
Well... But wait, your stock didn't come in, but you have vending machines.
You have patients that need apple juice.
Go over to Fresh Fields.
I can't hear the guy because the guy's not on the air.
The guy is saying, come on, would you please come on the air with us, please? I want to say, you're a dumb effer. I mean it. You're a dumb effer.
Yep. What if the supplier
stock hasn't come in? Duh. Show some initiative.
I'm sorry. We're out of your blood pressure medicine because our stock didn't come in.
I think it's time to talk to the administrator for the hospital. The president of the hospital.
Like the guy on ER?
Right.
The big bald guy?
So we need to talk to him. Got to go right to the top. Our newsman is in the hospital. The only thing he can have is apple juice. And for almost 24 hours now, they're out of apple juice because their stock hasn't come in.
Hold on. I got to take it off the air again.
Yes, I'm mad for Buzz. I am really mad.
I'm mad
as hell.
Here we
go. I need excuses to get mad now.
One, two, three, down. Now I'm just calling the regular line. Four rings. Hi there. May I please speak to the manager? Yes. Of the entire hospital. Whoever the head muckety-muck is.
Who's the person in charge right now? Today. And no voicemail, please. We need to speak to a human being.
We have a friend of ours who is in a hospital there right now, and you guys are out of apple juice.
And you have been out of apple juice for almost 24 hours, and all he can have is apple juice, and you don't have any.
Fourth floor, honey. Fourth floor. Name Elston. Yes. Hold on, she says. Hold on.
God.
And now I'm back to this.
Jesus Christ. How about that dumbass down in the kitchen, though? I could barely hear him, but, you know.
I'm back. Can you hear this music now?
Yeah, the lovely classical. We don't have any. The stock didn't come in. So sit on your hands as patients are thirsty.
Jesus Christ. Poor Buzz. You know what we could do?
Can you imagine, seriously, you're told, and I've been there, where you're told all you can have is apple juice, and then they say, we're out of it?
We should just send Joe over with some apple juice.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good idea.
Yeah, Robbie?
But just for Buzz. Give him instructions not to share it.
Well, of course not. Just juice boxes.
Yeah, they don't have a refrigerator in the room, do they?
No, but they might have freezer chest, freezer box.
Yeah, we get him like one of those little cooler jobs.
I can't believe they're putting him through this.
I think we actually have a cooler in the office.
I can't believe we're on hold. Again.
You know, it's something you don't pay attention to a lot, and there are a lot of great hospitals and a lot of people that do great jobs. Individuals that work in hospitals that do fantastic work.
And this is a real nice hospital, and I know a lot of nice people who work there. And also, I don't want to give out the name of the hospital now, since we've pretty much identified buses there on the fourth floor.
Right, exactly.
But, Jesus H. Christ. Hey, you know, I'm now listening to this again. Listen to this bad music.
Hello?
Sir?
Ah, yes, ma'am. Hi. Yes. Yes, on the fourth floor. Let me explain something to you.
What did she say? What did she suggest?
She just said, the friend has to contact the nurse. We were on the radio with the guy. We're doing a radio show right now. Your voice is not on the air. This is the Don and Mike show. We were on the... This is Mr. Don and Mr. Mike. It's
we're both here, and Buzz is our newsman, and he's in your hospital. And they say that all he can have is apple juice, and you've been out of apple juice, and we called the kitchen. They're out of apple juice.
And when you say call the nurse, when we were on the telephone with him in his room, he called the nurse, and no nurses came to his room.
And then when we talked to a nurse on the fourth floor, she transferred us to a supervisor where there was no answer at all. So we've been getting a runaround, and all we want to do is get our newsman some apple juice!
Can you help? Hello? Hello? Can you help us?
Go on.
Are you laughing?
I can't hear her.
It sounds like you're laughing. I'm not doing a bit here, bitch. Hey, Nurse Betty.
Did you get that on hold again?
She said hold on, but it sounds like she hung up. Nurse Biatch.
Yeah, but you can't use the... They'll always do that, because they're allowed to do that.
No, she hung up.
If there's language involved. Yeah. I think you can yell, but you can't use the bad language, because if you use the bad language, then they hang up on you.
That's too bad, because what you couldn't hear was, while we were having that discussion, she was laughing.
Yeah.
She was laughing.
This is a quest.
All right, well, you know what? Let's chip in and get him some apple juice.
All right.
Get him some apple juice. We're running a little low on cash. We got five. No, hold on, I got 20.
Here you go. Get him some good, get him the good stuff.
Martinelli's?
Mike, you can do better than $1. You can do better than $1, Mike. Two. All right, there's two from Mike, and here's five from me.
All right.
Here you go. All right, Joe, there's $7.
7-Eleven has it ice cold.
Go get him some orange or some apple juice.
Get him the best kind.
You want, like, the fireworks till I get back, right?
This is our news guy, Joe. This is our news guy. I mean, think about someone else besides yourself for a change.
All right, you know what? Hold on, you can wait until after the fireworks.
Yeah.
You 24 hours without the apple juice.
No, I'll do it now.
But if you just, it'll
take. No, no, we want, no, actually, we got to have the fireworks.
Yeah.
So you better hold off.
Yeah, wait until after the fireworks.
We got to have some priorities.
Okay.
And what's he going to do, starve to death? Isn't he getting IV fluids?
He's got his button. Jesus, what a mess. Okay.
Hey, but it sounds like they really got the skeleton crew on.
God damn.
Let me put you on. Let me put you through to the supervisor. Tell me that's not like just a carte blanche where they send people to nobody.
Ten rings and nothing. And then the moron that I spoke to who made the guy in the Dell commercials seem like Albert Einstein. Like, hey, dude, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I don't know. We don't have our apple juice. Man. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
The hell with the apple juice. Make sure they put an extra stitch in for you.
Shut up, please.
God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know that music they played when you were on hold? That's the same music they played for Edward G. Robinson in Soylent Green when he was at the euthanasia place.
I can't believe you brought that. I was thinking that. I swear to God.
Soylent Green.
I was thinking. I was like,
people.
And Edward G. Robinson goes and he goes, I'd like classical, please. I mean, light classical.
Hello.
It's a great scene.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Can't believe that guy said that. It's exactly what I was thinking.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I've been listening to your show since, like, the mid-'80s.
Thank you.
And you guys are great. We don't get you in Baton Rouge because I moved down here from Washington, D.C. But I turn you on every time I get into Lake Charles.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you. Have a nice four.
Hey, man, that's effed up what they're doing to Buzz.
Yeah, it is indeed. We're trying to get it fixed for him.
Absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I like talking to Don and Mike.
Now, turn your radio down. Turn your radio down, please. Hello.
This is Ray. How you doing?
Hi, Ray.
I know why Buzz is in the hospital. It has something to do with him playing with his taint too much.
Playing with his what?
His taint.
His taint.
Playing with his taint.
Do you remember that conversation where he
asked him
and nothing happened?
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Okay, all right. I remember the conversation very well. Buzz does like to touch his taint.
It's all about not releasing.
Okay, let's clear the lines. We're going to get Buzz's apple juice. That is a pisser.
And better treatment. And better treatment in general.
That is just a pisser.
I mean, they ought to give him number one treatment.
You know what I'm going to do? What I'm going to do is I'm going to call our...
Yeah, your guy.
I'm going to call my guy.
Yeah, your guy's terrific. He helped me out.
And he'll go over there and make sure that Buzz... Because his office is right next door to the hospital.
Absolutely. He's probably gone. It's the fourth. Yeah, he's not there. He's a big, successful guy. He is fantastic, though, isn't he? Hasn't he helped you out in a variety of situations?
This guy is one of my closest friends.
And he is one of mine, too. I mean, he's not one of my closest friends, but he was my doctor.
He's not there.
He gave me my penis extension.
Terrific. Hey, Tom. It's Don and Mike.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Listen, Buzz, you know Buzz, Mike Elson, he's in the hospital right next to where your office is, and he's on the fourth floor and they don't have any apple juice.
And apparently, since he had his stomach surgery, his intestinal surgery, all they can give him is apple juice, and then they just plumb ran out, and they've been out of it for like 24 hours, and he's kind of going crazy.
And not mention the name of the hospital, but we've called them up on the air, and they have been less than helpful.
Nurses don't seem to be responding to Buzz, and he's not a real complainer, so he's not going to get anybody helping him out.
So, I mean, I know you're probably out banging some hot girl, or you're in Ireland playing golf or something, but if you happen to check the message, could you call over there, and he's on the fourth floor?
Yeah, and just see if you can light a candle under somebody's butt.
That's get him some apple juice, please.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That is one of my best friends in the world, Tom. He is a...
Dr. Tom.
He's a real-life doctor. And now it's time to clear the lines. You just got to look at Robert.
I did.
Yeah, Robert's going to be doing the news for Buzz today.
Was he wearing a press hat?
I think so. 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now and see if we can give away the money with the celebrity group, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
Jesus.
Ferocious, aren't I?
When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show. With a zero tolerance policy for everything. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, sometimes new things happen on the Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hi, who's this?
This is PJ with Nantucket Nectars. How are you, sir?
Hi, we are doing great, PJ.
Good. I heard of Buzz's apple juice woes, and if you make a good apple juice, I figured why not? I'll throw him some free cases.
There you go. There's a Nantucket Nectars. Now maybe Buzz can actually share with the other patients.
No.
It might wound him. It might wound him if he drinks like a case of apple juice.
Well, I think he should hoard it.
But he'll pass gas then. Five cases, Rob?
Yeah.
Rob says five cases.
No telling how long he's going to be in there.
Yeah.
Okay, no, you guys, whatever you guys need. And I also know Don is a fan of our half and half, so I'll throw a couple of those for you guys as well since it's going to be hot this weekend.
Oh, I do like the half and half, the lemonade.
You know, what's good, though,
the iced tea.
When we were sending, like, Joe out to the 7-Eleven, you know, what's really good is to get the Nantucket Nectars, you know, the guaranteed good stuff. That's the real deal. And that's
exactly.
It is good stuff. We're not just saying that because you're throwing stuff to Buzz.
Yeah, no problem. And when you guys are done, even though I'm from Baltimore, you can fill it in the refrigerator box or the freezer box, whatever he called it.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hold on.
All right. Thanks, Don.
Nantucket Nectars, longtime sponsor of the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, throw some this weekend in your freezer box.
Coming on strong for Buzz.
That's good. It won't interfere with our fireworks.
Get him a case of apple juice. Joe, I'd like my $5 back, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how's it going?
You are the 100th caller, my friend.
I am.
Yes, you are. And what is your name?
This is Steve.
Steve, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Hey, Mike, Rob.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Are you not ready to do the dance? Here they go. They are doing the Sacramento dance right now.
I feel good about this one.
You are the 100th caller.
Boy, I got timed that right, didn't I?
You won the 7-Eleven Fiesta prize pack, including coupons for the new Go-Go Taquitos at 7-Eleven. These guys, let me just say the Sacramento dance. And why it is you guys do this dance for Sacramento, I don't know.
Because we love Sacramento.
It is a great city, a wonderful city with great people who have supported us with number one
ratings.
Even with the time shift change.
And I do the dance out of love now. I do it purely out of love.
I do the dance because I'm bitter that, you know, it's been so long since we've been back. And when can we make that happen?
Especially in the summer.
Yeah.
The dance? Let me just say.
Sacramento summer.
The dance involves the ears, the nose, the armpits, the anus, and the penis.
Yeah, and glands. Other glands, various glands.
Wherever anything comes out.
All right, well, listen, you're gonna get a chance to play for... I'm not going to decrease the jackpot because he's calling from Sacramento.
No,
is it still going to be $100?
$100.
Play for that.
Why do we want to play for $96?
That's four extra dollars we get to keep.
Oh,
that'll buy a lot of juice.
He's a hateful man.
No, $100.
$100, I'm with you on that one, even though I like doing the dance, because I hope he wins.
For Sacramento, it's about time. Now, Mike. You can't do that.
I know.
I'm going to bust you on that. You said, I hope he wins.
I do hope he wins. And what's your name, sir?
And then you gave him the finger.
What's your name, sir?
This is Steve.
Hi, Steve. I hope you win. I really do. I hope you win. Okay?
Yes. Giving you the finger again.
No.
But you did it in a slightly more comical way.
Of course I did.
Okay. For $100.
Come on. And come on, Steve.
And Rob's doing an Italian thing where you put your hand, you're like, hey.
Hope you win, Steve.
Okay.
Here you go. Here's the celebrity word. Please don't answer until Mike sings like.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Here we go.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
Now, come on, sir. Listen, there's really one Sacramento fan in this room. And we have talked about relocating. I even mentioned that Sacramento would be one of my choices. Please do your city proud.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
Thank you. For $100, who is that?
I'm going to say I can't remember the guy's singer of Styx.
The lead singer of Styx, Don.
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
We need more detail for that.
Thank you, and don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
A clue for you.
Does every show conclude a shock like this one? That was shocking, wasn't that shocking?
I was blown away. I thought he'd get it.
Let's take one more extra caller.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Dynamite, who's this?
This is Gary. How you doing?
Gary, do you think you have the answer?
Oh, we're doing the burp thing.
Do you think you have the answer, Gary?
No, I sure don't, because I'm in my office and I'm not allowed a radio.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
But I call a lot.
Hello.
I was wondering if I talked to Don and Mike.
Do you think you have the answer to the contest?
No, I want to talk about Buzz in the hospital. My mom works at a local hospital, and she was wondering if it was the hospital. She was working out. She could bring him some apple juice today.
I think it's important that if you're going to mention the word hospital, you mention all the syllables in the word hospital.
A courier service is coming to get the juice and deliver it to Buzz.
Excellent.
So we've got it handled. Thank you, my friend. I'd really love to give away the money here.
You know, so you want to give somebody another chance?
Yeah, just so we can move along. When we come back next Monday, when we come back, we'll have a brand new celebrity bird for you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Do you think you know who it is?
I think I do.
Well, what's your name?
Steve.
All right, Steve, who is it?
Dennis DeYoung.
I'm terribly sorry.
It is not Dennis DeYoung.
Ah, thanks.
Okay.
$96.
It's going to roll over till Monday.
Has to.
It's going to roll over till Monday.
Can you issue a clue now, though?
You got to think about the...
Yeah, I'll give you a clue now, okay? Here's the clue.
Might want to use initials.
His first name is Rob. And his last name is Grill.
That's it?
And he's the lead singer of the Grass Roots.
Well, that's the end of the contest, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's not.
Oh, you're going to let somebody call in?
No. Because now it's going to roll over till Monday.
Monday, and you're going to be a taskmaster on Monday.
How much you want to bet on Monday?
First person loses.
Oh, absolutely.
Will not get it.
I guarantee you're right.
Name your price.
Absolutely.
I will even... Rob, give me the thing with the... With a high this is.
Okay.
Because I'm going to illustrate now. Something. And it's a test. It's a test that I'm giving to you, our listening audience. On Monday, when we do this contest, let's see if you get this right.
Hi, this is Rob Grill of the Grassroots, and congratulations. You've just won the Don and Mike Celebrity Burp Contest.
Very good.
There he is, my good friend, Rob Grill.
Rob Grill.
There he is.
Now it's guaranteed they won't get it.
But anybody who's paying attention now will be ready to call in on Monday has a chance.
I think we're looking at a winner on Wednesday.
That's right.
Hi, this is Rob Grill of the Grassroots, and congratulations. You've just won the Don and Mike Celebrity Burp Contest.
Sacramento would be like this. That was my own.
You're a goddamn genius.
That was the itch. Sacramento would have been like,
okay, guys. Okay, now get off.
Hi, this is Rob Grill of the Grassroots, and congratulations. You just won the Don and Mike Celebrity Burp Contest.
Sorry about that.
Now,
even as famous as he is, I don't think people are going to get it.
Let's see what happens on Monday.
Wednesday.
You don't think so?
People won't do it till Wednesday.
I bet.
We shall see.
All right, I've given out the answer. There you go. See what happens on Monday's episode.
That was a good clue.
And you got a good one coming up, too, right?
Now,
best one yet.
The guy we have on...
A real big celebrity?
The next celebrity after Rob Grill of the Grassroots,
right,
who should be the person that is guest on Monday's episode.
Yes, should be.
The next one we have coming up is a guy who had a small part... on a situation comedy in the 60s. A dare I say it, a major role.
Leading role.
Well, no. I'm talking about the second show. I'm talking about...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A major role as a secondary character.
Okay.
In an Emmy-winning TV show.
Really?
And then went on to be the star of his own television show.
Wow.
So, I mean, he's the biggest celeb we've had yet.
All right, fantastic.
Which is why we're really anxious for someone to guess
Rob Grill.
Rob Grill of the Grassroots.
Thursday.
You think it'll be Thursday?
The more times you say it, the harder it's going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be very difficult for people.
You really think so?
Extremely difficult for people.
Get the thing back out again. Let me play it again. Just let me make sure that everybody understands. When we come back from vacation on Monday, okay, and we do the contest... Oops, hold on, Robert. We asked for call 100. And you know it's this man right here.
Hi, this is Rob Grill of the Grassroots, and congratulations. You've just won the Don and Mike Celebrity Burp Contest.
That's the guy.
The man that sings this song right here.
Rob Grill, right here. All of the lonely nights waiting for you to come.
Hi, this is Rob Grill of the Grassroots, and congratulations. You've just won the Don and Mike Celebrity Book Contest.
We shall see. If we don't get a winner on Monday, we'll prove the theory correct.
Hi, this is Rob Grill of the Grassroots, and congratulations. You've just won the Don and Mike Celebrity Book Contest.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, now, can I be, it can't be any more upfront than that.
Absolutely not.
We've given out the answer.
You could send out a mailer.
We could run promos.
We could run promos over the weekend.
They've sold over 20 million albums.
Yeah. That'd be a thought. Run promos over the holiday weekend.
They have two greatest hits CDs.
Listen to our winning answer, Rob Grill of the Grassroots, Monday on the Don and Mike Show.
We could leave a liner card for Pat Goss.
Right.
No.
Sure you guess Rob Grill.
See what happens on Monday. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
I got an idea about how you can get Buzz's apple juice.
Sir, we have Buzz the apple juice.
Already been taken care of.
Courtesy of Nantucket Nectar.
It's a done deal.
Well, okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah?
What?
I hate guys like that.
Hate guys like what?
Like you. Because what? You say, I got a great idea, and I say, we've already got him handled.
Uh-huh.
Nantucket Nectar's has donated the apple juice, and we mentioned on the air, is being couriered down, and you go, what?
And then your tone is, well, okay, like maybe your idea was better.
No, I was just happy that he got his apple juice.
Okay, very good.
Well, okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, then, bye-bye.
What was your idea?
He's gone like the wind.
You know what his tone was? It was, okay, but you guys are going to screw it up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I guess the next celebrity, not this one, but the next one.
Sure, go ahead.
I know who it is.
Who?
Fraser Crane.
Rob, where are you calling from, sir?
Calling right now. I'm in Reston.
Reston. Okay.
First off, his name is not Fraser Crane.
Hey,
how about that?
His name is Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer.
And it's not Kelsey Grammer.
Okay.
It's not?
It's not.
Okay, well, every guess is a clue for you.
It's not.
It's not.
Kelsey Grammer.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Tony Show.
Hi.
Morning Show. This is the Celebrity Booker Tommy Show on the Stones and Sticks weekend.
All right, get out of here. Goodbye. Mike, I started to play the music there a moment ago. Let's get out of USA Today's.
Very good.
It's Wednesday, and we know what that means. It's time for Craig Wilson.
And you know what that means.
The final word. The final word. By Craig Wilson. Roll out those tasty freeze days of summer. Nothing more than feeling. When I was a kid, I had but one goal every summer. Trying to get to the tasty freeze in Medina, New York, as often as possible. Feelings of the flood. Sitting on the edge of town, a beacon for every kid who had a quarter burning in his pocket. The tasty freeze was one of those 50s glass box buildings with a sleek, sloping roof and a walk-up window. When my dad pulled in on the parking lot's rattle, well, it was the most beautiful sound I ever heard. I always ordered the same thing. Soft vanilla ice cream. Quickly dipped in chocolate cloth, with just as quickly hardened over what seemed like a mile-high twirl. Never mind that the concoction began to melt immediately, and that the shell of chocolate began breaking apart even quicker. Before I knew it, everything was running down my arms onto my shorts. And worse, onto the back seat of my dad's brand-new 59 Chevy.
Sounds like a...
Sounds like something that might happen a few years later in the back of Dad's car. More than once, I was banished from the car, left to finish off the dripping delight alone in the middle of the parking lot. I couldn't have been happier. I don't know how many times I went to the safety freeze. Hundreds, maybe. My goal was to get there at least once a week, but I achieved that only on rare occasions. I do know the pilgrimage continued through high school because when I was taking driver's ed, my instructor, Mr. Pratt, always thought it a good idea to spend our last period of the day cruising into Medina. You've got to have goals, he used to say. He said he did the trip to give us country kids some in-town driving experience. And indeed, there were two actual stoplights that we'd had to negotiate. But we all knew he had another agenda.
You win.
More often than not, we ended up in the parking lot in the glass box with a sleep sloping roof and walk-up window on the edge of town. Mr. Pratt, too. A weakness for soft ice cream.
I like people with goals. Especially if there's something in it for me.
I remember sitting there in the back seat, eating my cone. Mr. Pratt told us there was a great big world out there to explore and we should embrace it with gusto. All the while looking more than content just to be sitting in the parking lot at the Tasty Freeze.
Hold on, we gotta restart the paragraph. Oh, man.
And now back to the final word by Craig Wilson.
Mr. Pratt is long gone. But his memory lives on in Alan Schmidt of White House Station, New Jersey, a retired sales director for a pharmaceutical company who was about to reach his goal of eating a Dairy Queen Heath Bar Blizzard in all 50 states.
Schmidt readily admits to what he calls this gene flaw, although I don't see it as a gene flaw at all. If anything, I find his quest noble, just, and true.
Just a couple of weeks ago, Schmidt stopped by the new Dairy Queen in Providence, stepped up to the counter and ordered his 49th Blizzard. Next month, he'll eat his 50th in Soldotna, Alaska.
Kind of makes Mr. Pratt look like a piker, I know. But those were simpler times.
Final word
by Craig Wilson.
There it is. You got the winning paragraph. The whole story, Mr. Pratt. There it is.
Mr. Pratt putting all the boys in his car.
Come on, kids. We're going for some in-town driving experience. Mr. Pratt took us to the Tasty Freeze.
Images.
Licking my cone.
Dripping on his arms and his shorts and getting his gooey mess all over the backseat of Dad's car.
The shell of chocolate began breaking apart. Before I knew it, everything was running down my arms onto my shorts. Oh, boy.
Can you imagine?
Way to go. He gave us a holiday.
Mr. Pratt, the queen of the high school. All right, driver, that who wants to go for some Tasty Freeze.
Oh, man.
All right, thank you, Craig Wilson.
It's a great big world out there. Explore it with gusto.
And now, lick. Lick. Don't worry about dripping it on yourself, little Craig.
Yeah, it's your mile-high swirl.
When we come back, our salute to America continues.
Amen.
We're going outside for our fireworks show.
It should be fantastic.
Our annual fireworks show. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats? No Roman candles or screaming memes? You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers? No whistling bungholes? No spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
Snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
Well, that might be your problem. It's not what you like. It's the consumer.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right.
You're goddamn genius.
Good day to you, sir. I said good day. The Don and Mike Show.
Have a great, great holiday weekend.
Amen.
If you're on your way there right now,
we'll be out with you shortly.
Very good.
Outside right now in the WJFK radio station parking lot, let's go to Robe. Hello, Robe.
Please join me for a lovely 4th of July.
All right. What I'm going to do is get the music going here. Rob, you cover for Mike and I. We're on our way out. And John Norman, if you would come in and... Orange
show. Either audience ain't got the controls.
I invite everyone to come join us in the WJFK parking lot, because even though we have Engineer Wendell out here and Jason Veazey, they are keeping a full 6 feet away from the pile of fireworks with their lit cigarettes. And Wendell, that was a nice flick. It never got closer than 4 feet to the pile of explosives. It is roughly 110 degrees out here at WJFK's parking lot, right at the center of Don and Mike Broadcast Center Central. And Robert, the Angry Mailman, our newsman for later today, is stepping out. It's going to be one heck of a show. And hey, here's Don and Mike. Oh, you got a mic.
A variety of different fireworks assortments today.
This is very exciting.
Now, Mike, because we are in a drought condition, as I mentioned, we're not going to go with the, what do you call this? The Roman candles?
Yeah, Roman candles.
Very good. That was our first bang.
Now, let's see, Rob, what do we have today, though? What do we have for our annual fireworks
show? We got Whisker Do's, Whisker Don'ts.
Whisker Do's.
Kitty Chasers.
Niagara Falls' fireworks assortment, which has the Saturn battery, the Wolfpack.
Light off one of the whole strings of firecrackers.
Okay, hold on.
I don't know if...
Rob, where do you get that good stuff?
Mike, I might want to try the Saturn battery, whatever that is.
That looks pretty intense, doesn't it? Is that the thing that's got, like, the different levels?
I think so. I'm not sure.
And Rob and I are finally having the opportunity to use our Strike Anywhere matches.
Very exciting.
Illegal in most counties, Strike Anywhere matches.
Watch out, Lisa. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Don't make it happen, Robbie.
Here we go.
Hallelujah.
And what's great is Lisa has the high-powered hose, Mike.
Very exciting.
Just in case we have some type of...
We have some unexploded firecrackers.
There you go, right there.
Very good. That was loud. Right now, what are you lighting off now, Rob? What's coming up next?
The Saturn battery, flammable with report. Whistles
right.
In air.
All right, let's see what happens.
I want to do this. Most of the staff is standing right at the back door right now.
Yes. Tim McWilliams getting a face full between the glass.
Here we go.
All right. Oh, Rob, let it.
Oh, hold on.
Rob, let it. Hold on.
Here we go.
Just move around.
Hey, wow. Let's light up two or three of those.
This is
cool.
Probably.
That's cool. How many more than
that? That was
we
very
have?
Exciting.
One more.
All right.
Cool. I want to light off another one of those babies. God,
very exciting.
You like that?
That was a fine one. How do you like that, Rob?
You find that little green string. You know what? Maybe not best to hold a cigar while you.
Here, give me that. Give me that.
All right.
Where's the fuse?
It's the green string.
All right. Here you go.
You take. I forgot that our resident pyromaniac was jumping in without permission.
You ready?
Wait, hold on. I have to take the tape. I have to take the tape off of it.
Right. Okay, you ready? I'm gonna light it.
Here we go.
That was terrific.
Joe, try to calm down.
Okay. What was Joe throwing the firecrackers?
He threw them like right up my back. Well, we have traffic. All right, come on. Come along.
Right, Robbie, hold on.
Hold on. Someone's
here.
Coming. I think I'm allergic to gunpowder.
I know.
Happy 4th of July.
Here we go.
Station in the world.
Bye. What did he say, number one?
Here we go. Look out. Light fuse and get away.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
That's what I'm doing.
Watch out.
Here we go.
Man, oh man.
That was terrific.
I hope you appreciate what I did.
Don was standing directly over the fireworks.
As Lisa the host.
Risking one of those missiles going up your bung. What do we have next?
I don't know what these do.
I don't know, but they look mighty dangerous.
Satellite.
All right, here we go.
All right, light them up, Robbie.
Why? You think they go upstairs? Well, let's light them.
Find out, Robbie. Here we go.
Hold on.
Didn't light. Did not light.
Robbie, you supposed to put them upside down like that? Or is...
They go up. I don't know.
I think they go up.
All right, give it a try, Rob. Light them up.
All right. Yeah, we don't know. No need to read the instructions. I'm coming back over here.
Oh, I think they have to go upside down so they go in the air.
They don't make a lot of
noise. Rob, did you light the other one?
I did not.
They don't make a lot of noise.
I think they go up in the air, though, if you light the other side.
Come on, you.
It's not lighted for Rob.
Well, it's tough to light it when it's on the ground.
It is.
It's a poorly designed firework.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's Chinese.
Rob.
Just stop it, Rob.
Hold on. Here we go. Come on, you.
It won't light.
All right, let's go to the
Rob is an expert.
Yeah. Here we go. Here we go.
Wow. Hey, light it one of those whiskey...
That one sucked.
The Screamers?
The Whistling Dixies.
Wait a minute, what are these?
I got those the other day.
Mike.
They're more like sparklers, but they whistle. Apparently they whistle.
They scream?
Wow.
They scream.
Wow.
They're big and screamy.
Damn, these look
great. Let's not get them wet.
How do you like this?
How do you light it?
In a shower of
now, Rob's stars. Rob's gonna light the Whistling Dixies here.
Okay.
Here we go.
Light them up, Rob.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
How about these? How about those?
Hey, those are good ones, Mike.
That's a good one I got. I told the guy. Hi, Joanna. Hi. How are you?
Hey.
Jason Beasley's Polish Princess is here. And Don, what, Don, are you supposed to light that end of it?
You're supposed to I don't know. Down.
All right.
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I don't think you're supposed to light that side.
Well, what side are you supposed to light?
The fuse.
The fuse.
There wasn't a fuse.
I think there's a fuse at the base.
Oh.
All right, hold on.
I'm sure it's safe now.
I just stubbed my toe.
Joe, go pick that up.
Okay.
What I'm doing is just lighting stuff and kind of just throwing it out there. Not really paying a whole lot of attention.
Hold on, here we go with some jumping jacks.
Here you go, Don.
Here we go. You ready for excitement, everybody?
Oh, those suck ass.
Oh, they're cute.
All right, here you go. Light this one.
All right.
Go! God damn it! Every time I walk out there, you throw a thing.
Every time.
God, right up my bung. All right, here we go. Don's going to light. What are these called? These are the night whistlers.
Large night siren whistling fountain.
All right, here we go.
Well, hold on.
Let's see if we get a bunch of these going.
I need some matches.
Mike. Did we use all the Whistling Dixies?
No.
Where are the Whistling Dixies there?
Here we go.
All right, this ought to be good. Everybody can go, ooh, ah.
Watch as Don holds a lit cigar
Don,
and a firework.
Don is wonderful with the fireworks.
I need another lighter.
Just be careful because I kind of pulled that thing out.
I'm actually going to light the match.
With the cigar?
On the microphone.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
That was
very
terrific.
Nice.
Now you got two of them there. There you go.
All right, here we go.
Light fuse and get away.
All right, I did. And...
that was loud. Well, that's a mix. Oh! Look at that! Look at that! Acting crazy now, ain't they? And please remember at home, ladies and gentlemen, fireworks are the redneck's friend.
I've had BMs that look like that.
Hey, Rob. Now, this is... The guy said that these make a cackling noise. These is called the color crackling ball.
Oh, the color crackling ball.
So give the color crackling ball a toss, and we'll see how it works. There, it's got a big, long fuse. Ready? It's the color crackling ball. There we go.
Here we go. Here's the colored crackling ball.
He was right. He was right. Come on now.
Oh, but didn't light.
Too windy out here.
Come on.
Come on now.
Come on,
shit.
Too close,
Mike.
Oh, shit.
Right. Oh, look at the garden.
Light this thing, Rob.
find the fuse. Here, just light it.
Joe Ardinger. Joe Ardinger's the, I think most, he'll be voted most likely to lose a hand. All right, here we go. This is the Dragon Blaster? I think it's called the Dragon Blaster.
Dragon Blaster, Mike, Dragon Blaster.
Yes, sir. This is redneck fun. No more. Yeah, we do.
Rob's having a tough time lighting the Dragon Blaster.
Gotta get it. Come on, get it.
All right, come on.
Come on.
Here it goes.
You got it? Rob, you got it?
I think you have to expose the fuse, Mr. Powers.
All right, here's a lighter.
Mr. Powers, expose the fuse and you will be able to properly light the firework.
Rob is now trying to light the Dragon
Blaster. This is when people are injured.
No, not
this. Well, you should have peeled it. There you go. There.
Now it's going to go. Here we go.
Dragon Blaster. I burned my finger.
Come on, Dragon Blaster. Oh, that sucks.
Here, come on, light this one again. Come on.
That really sucks ass. There's another one.
Oh, no.
The ball's broken past.
Yeah, come on, here's another one of these.
All right, let's get a couple. You know what? Let's just see if we can get a gigantic show going.
Yeah, simply light the box on fire.
Let's just get everything going at once. Get two or three of these space lamps.
Okay, we need to get the fuses out and exposed.
Got them. All right, I got two space lamps.
I've got three large night sirens.
All right.
Whistling ball.
Let's. All right, we're going to light the Dragon Blasters, the tufted titmouse. Now stop it. Behave yourself, Robert. You've got to do the news, so you have to have credibility today. Robert.
I can't get at it. I'm only going to let him. Listen to the whistle.
I can't hear that. I'm having trouble.
Here we go.
It's not done yet.
Hey! My eyes!
Who's got a lighter? Rob, give me the lighter.
Don't burn ye, son.
Yeah, don't get down near the sparks.
Don't worry. I'm unbreakable.
Don? Are you going to light the space lamp?
Yes, I am.
Light the space lamp on.
As soon as this baby stops.
Now, I think that those are the finer, cheaper fireworks you'll find at many of the Virginia roadside stands.
Look out, I got one there.
All right, here we go.
Look out.
Is that all the space lamp does? Oh, look at... Unfortunately, sparklers don't translate well on the radio. Hold on a second. Hold on there.
Cool, man. That's cool. One of them lit the other one.
Oh, cool.
I love this. God damn, it's great.
It's too quick. The fuse is too quick.
What do you got here, Mike?
Whistling Dixie. All right, I like that.
What's that?
I don't know what it does, but it's right down next to my sandaled feet. Oh, I don't know what this does. What it does is it burns the toenails off your feet.
Yeah.
All right, what else do we have, Robbie?
We got some M80s, I think.
M80. Oh, all right. Throw it away. I hate it when the M80 doesn't go off.
Some of these are coming dangerously close to the cars.
No, I don't think so.
Who's got the big Lincoln over here?
That's Wendell.
Is that your car? When you just get that?
I borrowed it from my dad.
Okay, very good. That's a cool car. Car coming through. I bet you came for the fireworks, didn't you? Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Don, we got special firework right here.
Hold on, Mike.
Okay. Wow.
What's that?
That's a real one, right?
Oh, my God.
Landed right on Wendell's dad's car. Oh, Wendell, I'm sorry.
That was a rocket.
Sorry, Wendell.
That was a rocket. That was a rocket that landed on Wendell's car.
All right. This next one is called Happiness Fountain.
Okay. Sorry about that, Wendell.
That's all right.
There you go.
Ow!
You got a mic?
Yeah. I don't know what it's going to do. Probably just sparks. Oh, that sucks. Oh, hey. Whoa, fantastic. That's why you never stand too close to them if you think they're a letdown.
That was a good one.
All right.
There goes Joe. Joe loves fireworks. Fantastic. Here we go.
But the police are coming.
All right. Very good. Oh.
God, all right, very damn, good. That's great.
Very exciting.
That was what? Oh, I believe...
What happened? Is that the melting plastic off the hose?
Is that a smoke bomb or is...
Simply a smoke bomb. I don't know what that does either.
It dances around and turns all fiery.
All right, let's wind this. Let's wind this extravaganza up.
Oh, they're already rolled. Okay, very good.
Hey, I have a gunpowder mark on my thumb. Gunpowder mark on my thumb.
What happened if I just lit this box on fire?
No, don't do that. I don't think that's a really good idea.
Oh, I don't think there's anything really.
Hey, Rob, you're fire. What's that, Robert? What? Robert, I can't hear you yell because, I mean, you're 10 miles away.
From your show, Saturday night is watching over us. We're cool.
From my show, Saturday night. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, dude.
Watch out, Robbie.
All right, there you go.
God damn, is that great?
That was great.
Fantastic.
What happens when you just take an entire box and light an entire box on fire?
That was strong. What are you lighting, Rob?
I don't know what these do either.
All right, let's see.
These don't think it does anything, Rob. All right,
there you go.
We're about out of fireworks, aren't we?
We got another large night siren.
We got a couple of space lamps. The space lamps don't make any sound, though, right?
No, I think they scream, don't they?
Do they scream?
Yeah, they do. All right.
All right, do we have any unlit fireworks over here?
I've got one more for you over here.
All right.
There you go.
Very good.
Stand back.
All right. All right, stand back. Here comes the night siren. And please... Now the sparkly cracklers should come out.
I would suppose you'd like to light another bag.
Of course I would.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Great.
I'm hiding. I'm hiding with this one. This is dangerous. Hide. I'm over here all the way out of the way. That is going to be bad. All right, here we go. This should be. I'm ducking. I'm looking through the window of Wendell's car. All right, good luck. There you go. Pop, pop. Hey, that was shaving a haircut.
We didn't do enough.
I'm just going to throw lit matches in there until something happens.
We got a giant box.
We got to light the box on fire.
Remember, do not try this at home. These men are trained professionals. Gasoline, right.
We need
is
a piece of paper.
Yep. All right.
Not just a regular piece of...
Oh, I see something smoldering in there.
It could happen.
All right, here we go.
All right, very good. Good luck.
All right, hopefully you got it under control.
Yeah, exactly.
Under control. You got it, Rob? Or Robert, thank you.
All right.
Here we go.
That's not lighting real well. Maybe it's designed not to.
How would that be?
There you go.
There you go. All right, go ahead, boys. Here we go. Do not try this at home. All right, very good.
Now
run
we have
for your
a box
lives.
Full of firecrackers. That is a box full of firecrackers waiting to go.
Here it goes.
Come on, baby.
Come on, something's going to happen now.
Come on, baby.
Acting crazy now.
It's
Jason,
on fire,
stand in
Mike.
Front of me. This is always when it's exciting. Yeah, go down and put your face down there and find out what's happening.
Well, now... You know, we got about 1,000 firecrackers.
Be careful,
nothing's
boys.
Nothing's happened yet.
All right, we're waiting. Hold on.
Stand back.
All right, now we got a fire.
Here we go.
Come on.
Come on.
Oh, come on now. Get.
Come on,
shoo.
Uh-oh, stand back. You take it back and shoot.
Is the...
Inside fire there now.
Okay, all right. Now we're going to get some action.
This is great. Everything's burning except the firecrackers.
We're going to get some action here, some major league action coming up.
If we don't, we have trouble. This is how people get hurt.
Well, how could this be? Look at, does everybody see this? The firecrackers.
There you go. Watch out.
Fire.
That's it? It
sucks.
It does. It's the Orientals, John.
The
that
God,
sucks.
Rob.
American-built
fireworks. All right, give that a try.
Gasoline.
There you go.
There we go. There you go. That's all that's up. That's all that's up.
Yeah, there are only about 12 unexploded packages in there.
Thank you, everybody.
Oh, I got an idea.
All right.
What's your idea, Rob?
One last idea.
Wait, hold on.
Why can't we shoot MX Space Lamp at the firecrackers?
All right, go
like
ahead.
Like holding it in your hand?
No, just let it down.
Well, let's try it.
All right, give it a try, Rob.
Let's see what happens.
This will be our grand finale.
All right, very good.
I don't
All right, here we go.
It's our grand finale, though.
All right, here we go.
It's for America.
Let's see what happens. I don't know if this is going to work necessarily well. A little closer, Rob. Kick it a little closer.
Not now.
Okay.
It's about ready to go, Mike.
Go! This is a failure.
No, it's a miserable failure.
No, it might not be. Hold on.
That might ignite something.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
That almost counts as a success.
Fantastic.
Okay. All right. Well, what can I say? But happy 4th of July, everybody.
Did you all enjoy the show?
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Good job. I have more crackling balls.
God damn.
Well, those are as good as firework crackers. That's fantastic.
All right. Great show. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Happy 4th of July. Good night.
Drive safely.
See you later. Hi, Charles. Charles Broyhill not speaking.
No, he's not.
You know, that's like the second outdoor show we've done where I've had to look at his sullen ass when I come through the door.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that weak-ass story is the best you can come up with.
The Don and Mike Show.
H to the Izzo. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, American woman. On the 4th of July. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You guys are the best, man. Y'all crack me up every day working in this heat, man. It's the only thing that gives me some edge.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hey, can I give a shout-out?
Yeah.
To my co-workers at LT Bowden, who are all out sweating in this crap as well. And to you guys, happy 4th. You are the best.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Thanks for listening. I know Mike and I were out there sweating like Mayor Barry just doing the fireworks stuff.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. I mean, one of the worst days in years.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
Mike.
Yes.
When is the band playing next time?
The band is going to be playing, I think, on July 13th. Stay tuned to this radio station for more info.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to be on with Don and Mike.
You're on with us.
Oh, I wanted to pass on. I heard about popping the firecrackers, which you need to do for a really big explosion. You take about 8 firecrackers, cut them in half and get all the powder out.
Okay.
What you do, you put a flat rock on top of it. You make like a little square with the powder. But you've got to have shoes with a heel on it. And you like kick your heel and it makes an explosion. Like a shotgun. I've done it before.
You've heard of that, Rob?
I was going to say that would be almost as smart as 2 radio employees, none that I would know, Don, that might have taken a quarter stick of dynamite and set it off on the underground parking garage a few years ago and set off 6 car alarms.
That's right.
That never happened.
All right. Goodbye. See you later.
Goodbye. You got to have heels on.
Chapter 2, it teaches you how to make shine.
Really. You know what? Out there, we were like the textbook, Rob and I, on what not to do.
I told you guys when I came in here, at one point you two were standing next to the smoldering box as your faces were getting clearer, closer and closer. And I said, this is out of the book what not to do. This is when people lose the eye, when it's still smoldering, but nothing's going off. What's Don's, your comment was, how come it's not working?
Yeah.
That's just like, and then he lost his face.
Rob and I are both standing there throwing pieces of paper on fire.
Paper. Then we're shooting other fireworks to light the old fireworks.
I was just like you guys when I was in my teens, and there was one time when I had a black cat firecracker, and ever since I've been afraid of fireworks.
Sure.
I had a black cat, and I reached up and to throw it, and it was next to my ear when it went off, and I looked underneath the skin of my index finger. I mean, about an inch long, underneath the skin, you could actually read CK cat.
Wow, because it burned.
Because it actually blew right underneath my skin.
I'm not as bad as I used to be. It's been years since I've thrown a bottle rocket.
guys, before we get to the Friday favorite, joining us now, let's get an update from the hospital. Buzz Burbank, Buzz.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Buzz, you sound a lot different.
I do sound a lot different.
Did you get what we sent you?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
What did we send you?
You sent me some ginger ale.
All right. Hold on a second. Here is the real Buzz from his hospital room. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
I'm calling to thank you. Apparently, you shook things up around here, and thanks to the influence of the Don and Mike show, hospital administration has rushed me a lovely 16-ounce bottle of Minute Maid apple juice.
There you go. Buzz, the good people at Nantucket Nectars are currying over to you 5 cases of apple juice.
Yeah, Buzz, you are going to have so much apple juice that by the time your colon gets healthy, you'll have severe diarrhea.
It's the nectar of life. You guys are going to nourish me back to health.
Very good. I hope that we don't get you in trouble with any of the nurses, but damn, we talked to some stupid people at that hospital.
Hey, welcome to my world.
All right.
Thank you very much, guys. Between the apple juice and just hearing the show and hearing your voices, you guys have cheered me up a lot and gone a long way to make me feel better.
Godspeed, Buzz.
Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you guys on Monday.
Okay.
Have a good 4th.
You want to bet?
No.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Bye, right. Buzzy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God, I hope he lives through the holiday.
Holidays tomorrow, Mike.
Exactly.
Okay.
He always loved the 4th, and it would mean so much.
It's the game.
They're
there for every one of them. Some people, the 4th of July means fireworks, patriotism. For a lot of people, it means going to the new Will Smith movie. In this case, the new Will Smith movie co-stars May, Tommy Lee Jones.
How are you? How are you, Don? Rob,
it's
how are
Men
you?
In Black
all right,
2.
Now, Slick, let me tell you something. What are you doing outside in the parking lot with all those fireworks? That's not the proper thing to do. You know that you're making a terrible error by lighting those things off. You could be in serious problems. You could be in serious trouble with the law. Do you understand that? Don't you know that, bud? Welcome. You understand what I'm saying to you, Slick?
Welcome, TLJ.
Yeah, TLJ's here. I got over here, PDQ.
Playing LBJ.
Otherwise, if I didn't get here, PDQ, to play LBJ, I was just in the parking lot enjoying my McDLT, which is basically a BLT with beef. And I'm going to tell you right now, I got here as soon as I could, ASAP. Otherwise, I'd be SOL on the DNM show.
I don't know if you've...
You're going to go watch MIB2 and help me out? You're going to support the cause?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to. Well, I don't want to give away my feelings on the movie. We're going to be reviewing it later.
I certainly don't want you to give away your feelings, son, but I'm going to tell you this right now, okay, friend? I want you to go see that show. I want you to enjoy that show. You should enjoy it because it's about fine entertainment, good diversionary entertainment. Sure, it's not highbrow. I'm aware of the fact it's not highbrow. It doesn't have highbrow comedy. It's basically lowbrow stuff. You know, with special effects, aliens, big plastic faces, antennae, and all that good stuff. But I'll tell you right now, you're going to have a good time and enjoy yourself. It's not like when I played Dew in Coal Miner's Daughter. Do you remember my role as Dew when I worked with the lovely and talented flat-faced Sissy Spacek?
Well, I remember you.
That was a fine girl. She had a good, tight little fanny back then, I'll tell you right now.
You were good in that
she
movie
was
with...
I did her.
What's the movie with Sam Jagger? Rules of Engagement?
Rules of Engagement, a good show. Yeah, good thing. I usually play military heavy, and I play guys that can talk real fast. I was Cobb. You remember when I played Ty Cobb?
Yeah, and you were, of course, you were in The Fugitive.
I tell you, unfortunately, let me talk about Ty Cobb. Didn't get good reviews, unfortunately, Don. I'll tell you why. They paired me up with a retard. At Robert Wall. I'll tell you right now, that boy, I'm sorry, you have spit soda pop out your nose. He's a tard, Don. Anybody has to watch Arliss to know what kind of a tard he is. He is so pathetic. That boy, not only couldn't he learn his lines, but he delivers them all the same way. I said, if you're going to act, be an actor, don't drag me down. And that movie would have been a smash hit. It would have been a breakthrough performance for Tommy Lee. TLJ would have been numero uno if it hadn't been for Robert Wall, retard actor. I'll tell you right now that just... I said,
do a real spit take there.
I said, get him off the set ASAP. I was great in Ty Cobb, but unfortunately I had that idiot that I had to work across from all the time. I said, son, you can't act. You don't have any appreciable talent. What are you doing in the movie with me? I was not a producer. Unfortunately, I didn't make that decision.
Now, what about Will Smith?
Let me tell you something, Slick.
Yeah.
That's a real talented boy right there. I tell you, he's got pure talent. Talent coming out of those curved ears of his. Those taxi cab door open ears. I tell you right now, he's got it. He's got the it. That's why I like working with him. He's bank all the way. Box office. He's got a lot of bling thrown out of him. I'll tell you why he'd be doubtful by.
Well, now, how come you're never in the video?
Come on, Pete. I'm in the video. I'm in video sometimes. You know, you don't have to put me in everything, do you?
No, but I mean, he's got the new video now where he's dancing with the aliens again.
What is wrong with you? It's always got to be run me down. Talk about you. Talk about me. What is wrong with me not being in the video? I don't care, Don. I don't have a problem with that. I'll tell you right now, I'm very content with my lot in life. I got paid a lot of money. Tommy Lee gets, TLJ gets a lot of money when he goes and does those things, okay?
I do notice that.
Otherwise, I'd be AWOL.
You do get top billing.
Yes, for you.
Tommy Lee Jones.
That's because I play heavies in the CIA, FBI, NSA when I'm enjoying a BLT.
And,
BFDU.
What about the fact, are you upset that the dog appears to be the star of the movie, the dog that wears the little suit?
Well, let me tell you something, Hoss. I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't be upset about that one little bit because they sign my paycheck the same way. You can put a dog in there, giraffe, a raccoon, it doesn't matter to me. Just sign TLJ's paycheck the same way. Give me the payday. That's all I care. I hope the movie does a great box office. You can put a dog in there, a snake, an anaconda, it doesn't matter to me. What do you care about these things? You know, you think it's ego?
What's up with your skin, man?
It's not ego. I have terrible skin, Don. When I was a child, I had horrible acne. I had acne scars. That's why the pockmarks are all over my face right now. Yes, I've heard every joke, Don. I'll tell you right now, Slick, you can light my face on fire and put it out with an ice pick. The raccoon bit me in the face. Thank you. I'm very frustrated about all this negativity. You know, you boys let out your fireworks and ain't going to talk about TLJ not being the big star, not being in the video, Will Smith being in the video right now. I'm very happy with my lot in life, Slick. What's the problem with that? Why can't you just deal with that?
Listen, I'm a big fan.
I know you're a big fan. If you're a big fan, what are you talking about me being in the video for, son?
I'm wondering how come you're not in the video dancing with Will Smith.
I'll tell you, the next thing you know was why wasn't I attacked by a moose coming in here? You're going to ask me that, aren't you? Why was Tommy Lee not attacked by a moose?
You know what my favorite vodka is?
What's that? Grey Goose? Grey Goose, the fine nectar of the gods. I'll tell you right now. You put that over ice, I'd like to sip on that to you.
Who wrote all those children's books that rhyme?
Mother Goose was fantastic.
And what about...
I'll play Fast and Loose with you, son.
Who wrote The Cat in the Hat?
Cat in the Hat, Dr. Seuss. A very talented writer, and I love the kids' books. I do. Do you like green eggs and ham? Do you like them, Sam? I am. Do you like them on a plane? Do you like them in your pain? I don't care. Doesn't matter to me, Slick. You just go ahead and fire at me. I can handle anything you got to dish out. Doesn't matter to me, Pete.
Now, why do you keep calling me Slick and Pete?
I don't know, son. I'll tell you right now, bud.
And son.
I'll tell you, pal, I got names for everybody, but I don't like to use first names. It's tedious. It's boring. You know, people say, Mr. Jones. I say, don't call me Mr. Jones. Call me Slick. Call me pal. Call me bud. Doesn't matter to me. Don't call me Mr. Jones.
I just can't write.
And I think about that song, you know, me and Mrs. Jones. It depresses me. Runs me down. I got a great career, happy life. Things are going well, smooth in my life. People say I'm difficult to work with. I don't understand that. They say I'm a bit argumentative. I don't understand that either. Why do you think they're saying I'm argumentative? Do you understand that?
No, I don't.
Of course you don't. There you go. How are you?
What would you?
Did you like the role in Coal Miner's Daughter when I played Loretta Lynn's husband? Do you? I was really good.
You have names for everyone.
I do, friend.
What would your name for this man be?
Hoss right over there. He's a big man. Hey, big guy.
All right, what about me?
I'd call you Slick.
All right, what about Buzz, our friend Buzz, who's in the hospital?
Just take the L out. Call him Sick. That's what he is. I say, how you doing, Sick? That's what I call some of these in the hospital. Whenever my friends are dying, I always say, how you doing? Sick, Joe, or Tard? Absolutely. It doesn't matter to me. Hey, Johnny Norman's here. That's my son.
John Norman.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I followed him a long time. Boy, doesn't even know it. Isn't that sad? That's terrible right now. I got names for everybody.
What about Lisa, our producer?
Baby Cakes.
What about Charles Broyhill?
Charles Broyhill. Sullen.
What about Joe Ardinger?
Joe Tard. Absolutely. Everybody can have a nickname, son. That's the way it works.
What about Ken Stevens?
Ken Stevens? Unfortunately, you can't say that on the radio, son.
No, you can. You can.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can't say mother, father.
I'm in a good mood.
I had to hit the delay. You can't say mother, father.
I'm sorry. I apologize. It was just kind of a spontaneous thing that came. I call him Apostle.
What about Jeremy Coleman?
Jeremy Coleman? You got enough delay worked up right there?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Jeremy Coleman, I call him Dude. How about just Dude? Traitor Dude. Traitor Dude. That's the way it works, I tell you. I know you boys got a tough road to hoe here. You've been working real hard all your lives, doing the radio thing, bringing ratings up, doing all that. You know, I ran into a little roadblock a little while ago, and I just say, Slick, don't let it bother you too much. You know, you got a lot of people that say BFD to a situation like that. You move on to the next quest. That's what I always do.
I was telling Mike.
I get a movie. It's a stinker, son, and I just mosey on down the road.
That's what I was telling Mike, is that I'm trying to equate the situation to an actor who's got a movie that stinks.
Absolutely.
He moves on to the next project.
Do you know, son, that there was one time an article in a newspaper when people said that I was rude and crude and lewd, and I said, that put me in a bad mood.
You know what you should have done?
What's that?
Suit.
I should have sued. I was watching the news, and they...
Were you watching the news of the news?
Yeah, the news most of the time gives me the blues, and I'll tell you right now why it does, because every time I watch the news, it puts me in a bad mood, especially when they call me crude. That really bothers me indeed.
Hey,
are you going to go see MIBT?
Am I get some food?
Yeah, get some food. Have some food before you eat it, because there are all sorts of gross aliens in there to just make your food come up right now. That'll put you in a bad mood. I don't mind telling you that, dude. Right on. Yes, sirree. ASAP. Run out and see MIBT. You'll have a good time.
All right.
I like the news with Mike Buchanan.
Where'd that come from?
Rob wrote it. There you go. Actually, it's Mike Buchanan. And Maureen Bunyan.
All right, Tommy Lee.
I have a great time with you each and every day. It's always a pleasure to be on the show, Don.
It's a pleasure.
Happy 4th of July.
Same to you, Tommy.
I really hope so. Be careful with those fireworks. Don't put your face right over there, son. You get it blown right off.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. I think we need
I want a hard target search of every black cat, M80, screaming me, whistling Dixie for a 30-mile square area. Can you do that, please? Otherwise, I'll be in a bad mood.
We need two callers right now to play this edition of Low Budget Jeb RD.
Don't be rude.
We'll be right back. We're screwed.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
But before y'all get to beaming me up, there's a couple things I want you to understand. First off, you chose me, so you recognize the skills. And I don't want nobody calling me son or kid or sport or nothing like that, cool?
Cool, whatever you say, Slick, but I need to tell you something about all your skills. As of right now, they mean precisely Dick.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You're a goddamn genius.
All right.
Able to neutralize feminine odor. The Don and Mike Show.
Tommy Lee Jones.
I'm telling you right now about all your skills.
Star of Men in Black 2 is with us on Jeff RD.
As of right now.
Yeah.
They mean precisely dick.
Dick.
Dick. You understand, sport?
Yes, I do.
Very good. I'm glad to be here with you and all of your listeners. And happy 4th of July to each and every one of you.
How will you, before we play the game, and I take it back, we only need one challenger. We have the champion, and we're set with that. How will you be celebrating the 4th of July, Tommy Lee Jones?
Like I always do, Steve. I'll tell you right now what I'm going to do.
Steve,
why? I just go out in my backyard near my Weber grill and I set my face on fire and put it out. That's how I get this skin to look like you love it.
Why did you call me Steve?
I don't know, Pete. I give everybody lots of different names. Hey, Wendell Hall. He's a good friend. There's a good American right now. Maybe I'll go shoot with you.
Okay.
Later on, pal.
Tommy Lee, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
That's a nasty hernia scar. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Ladies and gentlemen, right now entering the studio, two Hispanic gentlemen. Please welcome an environmental consultant from Philadelphia. Let's say hi to Luis Munoz.
I'm a pleasure to meet you.
Hello, Luis.
How you doing?
And now entering the studios, our return to champion. He has a 6-day total. I'm sorry, a 2-day total. Two of $88. Let's say hi from Bethesda to Diego Montemayor.
Hey, Diego.
Yes.
Diego, being our returning Low Budget Jeopardy champion, can you tell us how it's changed your life?
No.
Thank you all very right. much. I like that. That's good. It's a good, honest boy. Doesn't have a comedy line. I like the way you work, Slick. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Now, Diego and Luis, no Spanish talking, and just don't screw with LQ. Say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo, please.
Thank you. And oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen, please. Tommy Lee, your face is on fire.
Don't worry about that, Slick. Let it burn. Let it burn. A little longer, right down the neck. That's it now. Just put it out with a hot towel.
Say hello, Lamar.
There you go. Feel better now. Let's go. You ready?
Your face was on fire.
I've had that happen many, many times. How do you think I keep this immaculate skin? Sam Jackson said I got the best pop marks in Hollywood.
Did we lose someone there?
Hello.
Yeah.
Louis, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Diego.
Yes.
All right, beautiful. Okay, guys.
All right, don't press those buttons, son.
Here are your categories, and they are...
Very good.
Adam Sandler movies.
No talent, no talent, no talent. Don't go see that thing he's in.
Name that Major League Baseball stadium.
I like baseball. Play Ty Cobb, you know, the retard.
That's right.
Arliss. Robert Wool.
Sing me some Zeppelin.
I like that. I'm a good headbanger from way back.
New on DVD, home video.
DVD.
And how many men...
How many men? Is that the category?
How many men?
All right, Don. You might want to go over it again. These guys might not have got it down the first time. Can you do that for me, please? Can you do that, Slick?
Adam Sandler movies.
All right. Thank you, Pete.
Name that Major League Baseball stadium.
Attaboy.
Sing me some Zeppelin.
Way to go, Jim.
New on DVD.
Rock and roll.
And how many men?
How are you?
And let's see. Lewis, you are the challenger. We'll start with you.
Let's start with Major League Stadiums for one.
Lewis from Philadelphia on 94 WYSP. It is the home of the Cleveland Indians.
What is Cleveland Stadium?
No, that is incorrect. We're going to go to Diego. Diego, your chance to steal. Come on now.
Nah, you got me.
You got me.
Ah, we got two fags on the line. Jacobs Field.
Can we stop the game for just a second? Whose phone is under the blanket? Will somebody please tell me? I hear a crackling sound. Let's listen.
Let me fix that real quick.
All right, fix it up. There you go.
Are you sure that crackling sound is not you? Your face on fire.
It's smoldering right now. You know, the scar tissue has built up to such an extent where it doesn't faze me at all, Don. I just put it out with a cool towel, just like that, pat dry, and I'm ready to go. The blistering actually makes it shine. And now we go back to the game. Lewis, you're in control.
Major League Stadiums for two.
It is home of the Seattle Mariners.
What is Safeco Fieldhouse?
I'll give that to you. Yes, Safeco Field.
$2 for you, Clyde. Go again.
Let's close it up.
Milwaukee Brewers.
What is... I have no...
Diego, your chance to steal. Come on now, let's get on the board.
What is Brewer Stadium?
No, that is incorrect, Clyde.
Miller Park.
Miller Park, like the beer?
Uh-huh.
Very good. Lewis, you're in control. Come on now.
I'll take Adam Sandler movies for one.
He plays an idiot football player.
What is the water boy?
$1 for you. Lewis, you're taking the command and lead. You better select again, though, please.
Adam Sandler for two.
He plays an idiot tollbooth taker.
What is Big Daddy?
There you go. $2 for you. Way to go. See if you can guess the theme. Go again, Lewis.
Let's close up Adam Sandler movies for three.
He plays an idiot who inherits billions of dollars.
What is Mr. Deeds?
$3 for you. You have run the Adam Sandler category. That means you know a lot about him, don't you, son?
Yes, I do.
All right, that's okay, Clarence. No problem with me. All righty. $8 is your total. Time to select again, Lewis.
I'm very scared about this category, but that's right. How many men for one?
All right. Oh, now, you should get this. How many men?
Good luck to you.
On a baseball team.
Howdy, Ben.
How many men on a baseball team?
Nine. What is...
Not in the form of a question.
Well, isn't that just the biggest softball you've thrown, Diego? Diego, your chance to steal. You better get this one, son.
What is 12?
Oh, my God. Diego, are you looking at me and telling me you do not know
nine
men are on a baseball team?
It's nine, Diego.
I know that now.
Diego, have you ever picked up a ball and played?
That's the most boring sport on earth.
What do you say to all the people with your Hispanic heritage, Diego?
I said they're from Dominican Republic, not from where I'm from.
All right, Diego. Well, it's zero for you, and Lewis, you're in control.
Let's do how many men for two.
How many men on a basketball team?
What is five?
$2 for you. Way to go, Lewis.
Let's close it up for three.
How many men, African-American men, has Lisa Herndon had sex with?
What is 2 million?
No, that is incorrect. Diego, your chance to steal.
What is one?
No. Of course, the answer is hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands. We would have accepted 1 million for the 1 million man march. All right, Lewis, you are in control.
All right, let's go with DVDs for one.
All right, new on DVD stars Cuba Gooding Jr.
Well, I have no idea.
Diego, you are running out of time, my friend. Come on, now.
What is Pearl Harbor?
No.
It would be Snow Dog.
Lewis, you're in control.
Let's do DVD for two.
Stars The Rock.
What is Scorpion King?
Right.
$2 for you, Lewis. All right, go again.
And let's close out what's you on DVD for three.
Stars Robert De Niro.
What is Meet the Parents?
Diego, your chance to steal.
What is The Heist?
Oh,
so close. The Score.
Damn it.
The Score. It's The Score. Lewis, you're still in control.
All right, let's go sing some Zeppelin for one.
And really, guys, now in the form of a question, you got to sing me some Zeppelin.
Come on, now. You got to show us your vocal skills. You boys up to the challenge?
What is that?
Sure.
I'm just lighting the left side of my face. Hold on a second. There you go. How's that look? Good and bubbly? Nice and bubbly on the neck.
It looks like a pizza.
Yeah, I just got to make sure it's just like toasted marshmallow. All right, pat dry.
Okay.
There we go. We're all set.
All right, for one, sing me some Zeppelin. Stairway to Heaven.
I have no idea.
Diego, another golden opportunity for you. Do you think you can do it this time?
What is, and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
You are on the board, Diego. That is your first dollar. Congratulations.
I just wanted 1 point. That's all.
That's all you
there
need.
There you go, Diego.
All right, select again, Diego.
Double for two.
Whole Lot of Love.
What is, you need love. No, I can't sing the chorus.
No, I'll give it to you.
You know the song.
$2.
It to
you. You got $2, Diego.
I was looking for On a Whole Lot of Love.
Yeah. That would be too easy.
On a Whole Lot of Love.
Yeah.
On a Whole Lot of Love.
Yeah. I like that. You guys are fun.
Okay, one more to go, Diego.
All right, Diego.
For three, sing me Zeppelin for three. Black Dog.
You got me.
Luis, I suppose you don't know either.
What is Black Dogs Living in the City?
You know, that was a funny answer.
Why are you asking a Hispanic about Led Zeppelin?
Oh, that would be, hey, mom, is that the way you groove on it?
Make you sweat, gonna make you do.
Now.
Yeah, there you go.
Now. All right, that's it. We are done with Low Budget Jeopardy, and both of these guys advance to the next final round, right?
That's right, Slick, by the skin of their teeth. Diego's case, he almost lost out, but he's doing fine now. He came back. Yes, he did. Good luck to both of you.
All right, here's your category, guys. And don't forget to answer the form of a question. Something tells me with your heritage, you guys will get this one right.
Bueno.
World Cup Mania.
Ah, crap.
This country just won the World Cup. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
Okay, here we go. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Tommy Lee hair goo. You know, Slick, I do a lot of movie work, and I'm always required to have a perfect do. That's why I invented Tommy Lee hair goo, so you will have the perfect do, too, just like you know who. Remember what I always say, you use the amount that you want with Tommy Lee hair goo, and you won't be disappointed, because of the special secret ingredient that I've had in it for years. You know what that one is?
What's that?
New juice. Cow's milk. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex and Greg Cremona.
And we will go to Diego first.
Diego Montemayor, he's the low man on the pole.
Diego, this country just won the World Cup.
What is Brazil?
Congratulations, Diego. You doubled your score to $6. You're still in the running, but older Luis over here has a lot more money.
All right, Luis, if you have the right answer, you are the big wiener.
What is Brazil?
Brazil, yeah.
And congratulations, Luis Munoz. You are the Low Budget Jeopardy champion. Way to go. You are the big winner.
Thank you.
There you go. And, what can I say? Diego, don't go away mad. Just go away. You do have money that you're going to get. And, Luis, you get money. And, Diego, you get prizes now. Guys, here is Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, Tommy, your face is... Look, it's your neck on fire.
Neck's on fire. Yes, sir. You and I see. Even shaved it like a toast of marshmallows. Look, there you go. How's that feel? Let it burn. Let it burn all day long. Doesn't bother me. All right, now, pat dry. You know what? I see skull.
That's okay. That's all right. The skin will heal over it. Stretch it fine and thin. That's what makes me a big star. All right, boys. First of all, Luis, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
UW scored at $24. Throwing a $25 bonus for a total of $49. How's that make you feel? Does it make you feel good, Slick?
Yeah, damn good.
Way to go. And Diego, you have $88. You get to keep that from the previous day's winnings. Is that all right with you, son?
Sure. By the way, I loved you in that sex tape.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, bro. All right. You want a pair of tickets to see Poison, the Cinderella Winger, and Faster Pussycat on July 12th at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets are on sale at all Ticketmaster locations. Charge by phone or online at Ticketmaster.com and www.nissanpavilion.com. But wait.
There's more.
You have won a Robin Williams prize pack. Tune in to see Robin Williams live on Broadway, live on HBO from the Broadway Theater in New York City, live on HBO on Sunday, July 14th at 9 p.m., only on HBO. It's not TV, it's HBO. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. And listen, before you guys leave, let me ask each of you, do each of you, for an extra prize, know who the celebrity burper is?
I do. Luis,
Diego, do you know?
I don't know his name, but I know his raw talent.
I know. I'm aware of who it is.
Luis, who is it for an extra prize?
His name is Rob Grill.
Rob Grill, you are the winner again, Luis. Not only are you low budget Jeopardy champion, but I'll tell you what you did, Slick. You won some extra prizes. What's he got there?
Well, here, give him that, Tommy Lee.
Oh, it is a good day for you. You have won a pair of tickets to the Jeep World Outside Festival, starring Sheryl Crow, Train, OIR, Ziggy Marlin, and more on Saturday, July 13th. At Merriweather Post Pavilion, tickets are on sale at all Ticketmaster locations and at mppconcerts.com. Isn't that good for you there, Louis?
Yes, it is. You guys rock.
Way to go. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, remember Thank that you. For Monday, everybody. We've just given you the answer again.
Yes, that's right. Rob Grill of the Grassroots.
Of the Celebrity Burp, the number three.
I got my favorite song. Hope you do, too.
What's that?
Sooner or later.
Hey, Tommy Lee.
Love is going to get you.
Always remember, never forget. No Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Foreign Incorporated Slick and is distributed by King World. Hello, Joe. You like those firecrackers, don't you? Yes, sirree. Evil minds. Evil minds. Way to go, son. Good job, Slick. Don't smoke too much gang this weekend.
Okay.
So long. Look at my fish ass.
Bye-bye. There goes Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee.
Yeah, we will be discussing Tommy Lee.
Very good.
When we review the movies that we've not seen yet.
Excellent.
I got three this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You've got the movie Like Mike.
Like Mike.
With Lil Bow Wow.
Right.
You have Powerpuff Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Men in Black 2.
Oh, fantastic.
You know, and we have the...
sounds like a good barbecue weekend.
We have the gift. God has given us the gift to review these movies. We've not seen them yet. You know the drill. We'll do it. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's just a job, really. You know, something to keep me moving. My real passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically, incorrect?
No. The hell with that. No one's going to tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
No, I mean...
We got this one kid, Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good so we don't bust his chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
What, and they keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline, and he can run back and forth, and there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossomed.
The Don and Mike Show.
God loves the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, he does.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Oh, wow. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys.
Here we are. Hi.
Listen, I was just calling to see if you were going to have any more contests to get some poison tickets. Or if they were going to be on the show in studio so I could come see you and see them at the same time.
Poison will be here next week, I think Wednesday.
Oh, is there any way I can come in and see you guys and meet you and meet them too?
I know of one way for sure you could get in to meet Poison.
How?
Mel, who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that.
And in anticipation of that, you came up with one, right?
Faith Hill. She's the one with the long blonde hair, right?
Faith Hill?
And I think all
Faith Hill works.
All you'd have to do is take your shirt off.
I'll do that for poison tickets.
There you go.
All right, well, listen, come on down when they're here. They're coming in studio.
Uh-huh.
They're going to do like an in-studio concert.
I'm sure they'd love to see you with your top off.
They'll probably have sex with you.
Sure. I'm in the fan club, so.
So they've seen your breasts already?
No, Brett hasn't, no.
Brett hasn't, okay. All right, bye, honey. Brett. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Radio Gods.
Howdy.
This is Joe from Seattle, and I was hoping I could take a shot at next week's Celebrity Burp.
You mean the one after Rob Grill?
Yeah.
The one that hasn't even been guessed yet?
Right. Mm-hmm. You threw out the clues, and I got a pretty good idea who it is.
All right, go ahead.
Bob Denver.
No, it's not Bob Denver.
Really?
No.
God, those clues you gave her, she just rings Bob Denver.
Yeah, sorry.
Right,
sorry.
Sorry, Bob.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Sorry about that.
And speaking of the weekend, I was talking about the gift that God gave us.
That's a Hollywood.
The second sight.
Hollywood.
Me and Mike, we review movies on the show. We got a gift. God gave us the gift. Sometimes we've seen the ads. Maybe we've read a review. And in some of these cases, I don't even know what the movie's about. I mean, I have a vague kind of vision of what the movie's about. But the deal here is we review movies that we've not seen yet.
We do indeed.
There are three new ones this weekend. And I think we'll save Men in Black for last. I'll go first if you don't mind.
You go right ahead. What are we going to review first?
Like Mike.
Like Mike.
And you got my 60 seconds?
And
okay.
Go!
Like Mike by Don. Hi, everybody. Don. I hate Like Mike. It's not Lil Bow Wow that I hate so much. And he's not Lil Bow Wow anymore. Now he's Bow Wow.
Bow Wow.
Now he's just, he's Bow Wow. The thing is, it's one of these movies that's really a commercial for the NBA, mm-hmm. where you have this kid who puts on sneakers that were worn by Michael Jordan, and amazingly, he, you know, through film magic, he's able to fly through the air and dunk. And you've got guys like C-Webb and Alonzo Mourning, and pretty much their role in the movie is to stand there and go, I don't believe he just did that. I don't, look at that kid. I don't believe that. That's the movie. That's the movie. The kid puts on a pair of sneakers and he plays. All right. There you go. That's what I think of the movie Like Mike.
Very good.
But who knows? Perhaps my friend Mike has a differing opinion. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And go. Well, you're not going to get a differing opinion from me on this particular movie. As a matter of fact, I'll tip my hand for the whole crap weekend. Like Mike, I've seen the trailers for this movie. It couldn't be a dumb enough plot. It, to me, is so predictable. I think when you even have a kid's cute movie and Bow Wow is a cute kid, you have to have some originality. And when I see a trailer that basically tells me the entire plot of the movie before I even walk into the theater, I have no interest in this whatsoever. It doesn't matter whether you like basketball or don't like basketball. Like Mike is a trite, cliche-ridden, overused, premised, mediocre film with athletes as actors, which they should not be. I want to see athletes perform on the athletic field. I don't want to see them in the movies, and I want to see rappers make records and not get into the movies. I think this movie is going to suck, and I think it's predictable, and I think you will waste your time if you go see it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, am I caller 100?
No, you're not.
But, thank you. Don.
What?
I like your big hairy bees.
Thank you.
How about that?
Goodbye. Goodbye. Get out of here.
Like your big hairy bees.
Big homo.
Wow.
The next movie, it's your chance to go first, Mike. Powderpuff Girls.
Hey.
Powerpuff.
Excuse me, Powerpuff.
Japanese animation. Somewhere along the line, ladies and gentlemen, I missed the Speed Racer bandwagon, and somewhere along the line, I did not clue in to this garbage that is animation from Japan. I think animation from Japan is just like monster movies from Japan. You know how I said basketball players should play basketball, rappers should make rap music? I think the Japanese should do what they do best. Make televisions that fit on your wrist. That's what should happen.
Okay,
absolutely.
Reggie. Okay, Reggie White.
Right now, I am so sick of bad kids movies. And you know why? I speak from experience, because I have to go see these kids movies. I didn't like Scooby-Doo. I'm not going to like Powerpuff Girls, but I will tell you right now, I will go see this because I have to, because that's what good separated fathers do for their families. They take their daughters to see Powerpuff Girls, but once again, another boring movie. Thank you. By Mike O'Mara.
Wow.
Thank you.
You know, you started slow and you really built up ahead of steam.
I did indeed. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. My turn. That's going to be hard to top, Mike. Powerpuff Girls by Don. Well, Mike was right. It's the Speed Racer animation thing. You want to make something Japan? Why don't you animate an apology for 1941? Okay? And I have the rest of my review of this movie, which looks just god-awful, I have prepared in Chinese or Japanese. I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. That's right. Worthless. It's a what it is a TV show,
right?
On the Cartoon Network.
That's right.
And it's just a cheap ploy to get kids to buy the toys that look like cheap Japanese animation that they watch every week. And that's right. And where's my apology?
Chinese will not apologize to you.
Okay. All right. Now, the big movie of the weekend, opening today, Men in Black 2, MIB 2. By Don. Hi, everybody. I loved Men in Black. I really thought it was great. I thought it was great after a year that they didn't do a sequel. I thought it was great after 2 years. It's been 5 years. I hate to be such a negative a-hole, but I can't help it. I don't want to see Men in Black 2, because they already did it. It's called Men in Black 1. I've already seen the creatures drinking and playing cards, and I've already seen the talking dogs, and I've already seen the aliens, and I've already seen the snappy repartee between Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones, and I don't need to see it again. And they wasted 5 years. Listen, it was a great movie. There was never a need to make Men in Black 2. Please, God, please, stop it. Stop it.
Very good.
All right, well, now we just got to wait for the clock to reset. We'll see if you agree or disagree.
Exciting, isn't it?
Shut up, Rob. You ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
Go.
I hate it when we agree on everything. But I'm going to tell you this. I want to talk about aliens for a second, okay? Based on the movies that are out this weekend, I wish there were real aliens. Because if there were real aliens from other planets, you know what we would be? We'd be food. We'd be the chickens. We'd be the beef. We'd be cattle. Because we're so goddamn stupid that we keep sucking up this cultural pablum garbage in our cinema. It is horrible. These movies are not creative. They're not well written. All they have is computer-generated special effects, and they suck. You know when these come out on DVD, I'm not going to get one of them. You know what came out on DVD last week? Monsters Ball, Gosford Park, also Black Hawk Down. Three great movies, and I bought every one of them. I'm not going to be able to do this 6 months from now because these movies all suck. And Men in Black 2, it was done before. It's another sequel from a movie that was okay but not fantastic. And I think this movie's going to suck. Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in agreement.
Thank you.
We hate everything.
Yeah. That doesn't happen.
That does not happen very often anymore. We don't like Be Like Mike.
Not at all.
We don't like the Powder Puff Girls.
Not one little bit.
And we don't like Men in Black, too.
No, I mean, it just happens to be. And, you know, they're talking about being a big weekend, but it's going to suck.
Listen, you mentioned you're going to have to take your girls to go see the Powder Puff.
You know, I'm not sure. Maybe I will. They might not track. With my girls, it's a case of, you know, movies you can take your kids to.
I guarantee that I'm going to have to take my nephews to see Men in Black, too.
Well, you know, I think you've got the better part of that deal.
But still, like I said, I've seen it already.
Yeah,
because I saw Men in Black.
What?
Man, I like acting and writing
good stories and exciting plots.
I mean, listen, I've already seen the ants who are drinking the coffee and go, "Good morning, Kay, how you doing?"
Yeah, I've already seen it. I'm getting so tired of special effects. I'm ready to see some movies that, you know, have good stories. That's what I'm waiting for.
Listen, you know what? They had a good ending to Men in Black, because what they did was Will Smith took that thing and put his glasses on and put the light in Tommy Lee Jones' eyes,
yeah.
So Tommy Lee Jones doesn't remember anything.
Even though I don't like the genre, it was pretty good, and it was pretty damn entertaining, too, and the special effects were great, like that guy in the suit, the human suit. It was fantastic.
But now what they're going to have to do is figure out a reason for Will Smith to go back and get Tommy Lee Jones and find a way for him to get his memory back.
Even though the finality of the previous plot, you know, was he puts him back with his family again.
With his wife.
And that's the end. They lived happily ever after, and then they F it all up.
Correct. They had it. The movie was done. There's no need for a sequel. You rich bastards. You rich bastards.
Because people are so stupid. They, I saw it again. You know, that should be songs. You go to a concert. You want to hear the band that you like. Play the songs that are familiar. It shouldn't be that way with movies. Sequels, I got news for you. 20 years ago, sequels were extremely rare. Very, very rare.
You know who we have to blame for this?
And then they became standardized.
No, you know who? One person to blame for this.
I think I know who you're going.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, absolutely.
As soon as Rocky II came out.
Right, exactly.
They figured out, oh my God.
People go see it because they like the first one.
Morons. Dumb mooks. Retards.
Like the original stuff, you know, stuff you've never seen before. Why don't they try to do that?
Dopes.
Each and every day on this program, we create a brand new and totally unique experience.
Yeah.
Why can't they do that in Hollywood?
Yeah, we don't do the same
thing. Thank you, Rob.
We don't do the same thing at the same time every day.
Thank you, Rob. Happy 4th of July.
And approximately this time every day, we don't play this music.
Not at all.
And then play this card.
In a world where only the radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Have a change.
He made it up.
As you know, Buzz is hospitalized.
Yes.
Joining us today with the news in the comments is Robert the Mailman.
Robert, good evening, Donners and Mikes.
Hi, how you doing, Robert the Angry
Mailman? All
right,
yourself?
Hello there.
How you doing, sir?
How you's doing?
I was doing very well. It's awful hot outside, sir.
Robert, I see that you have brought your black pornography into the news cubicle with you.
That is true, Master Mike.
Any particular reason for that?
It makes me feel more comfortable. I'm actually nervous today, believe it or not.
You're nervous?
First time.
What titles have you brought in today?
We got Get Freaky With It 2.
Yes.
Get Freaky With It 3.
Yeah.
White.
Yeah, you can't say that, right?
Sucking blank
right.
guzzlers.
Right.
Okay.
4 hours.
I like Bitches and Hoes.
Black Ebony Connection. So, and we got Bad Boys.
Bad Boy, what is that?
Timmy O'Bibbiney got one of them with, I forgot the name of it. But
well, you gave one to Timmy O'Bibbiney?
Oh, yeah, me and him exchanged.
All right.
Oh, very good.
He brought his own porno in.
I got some great stories today.
And the great thing about people sitting in and doing the news is that they actually prepared the news themselves.
And Robert has not only prepared the news, he's brought his pornography collection, but also dressed the part by wearing the press hat on top of his head with the newsman tie and everything else.
And he's got one hand over his ear like the announcer does. Robert?
That's right, sir.
Robert, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Candace Bushnell, engaged. Michael Mara, friend.
Okay.
You know, kudos to Robert.
Yeah.
He gets a tease. He gets a tease that gets me.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News and comments coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
The Mike Show. And that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Damn right.
Sounds good, goddamn thing.
Thank you.
Don't listen if you're fuzzless behind the zipper. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Oh, it's Toya. I just wanted to tell you guys congratulations on being in Philly.
Oh, we've been there for a while.
Oh, I didn't know. I just moved here.
Oh, well, thank you.
What
did you say your name was?
Toya, duh, it's me.
Toya, like used to work for us, Toya?
Yes.
Toya from the past?
Yes.
I thought Toya hated us.
No.
Yes.
No, I never said that. And if anyone ever said that in my absence, then they were liars.
Someone actually, we had some guys, some ball buster.
Hi, Toya. How are you?
Mike. How are you?
We had a ball buster call one day and say that the reason that you didn't work here was that I hated you and Charlie hated you and that you thought me and Mike were big dicks.
What?
Yeah, well, no, obviously she wouldn't call if that was the case.
Yeah.
So the caller must have been lying.
I guess.
Yeah. Right. I don't even live there anymore.
So you're in Philadelphia now?
Uh-huh.
What are you in the business?
Uh-huh.
Well, wonderful.
What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm not going to say who it's for.
But you're on the radio?
But, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, good for you.
Well, good for you, Toya.
Good luck.
And I just wanted to say hi to you guys.
Well, hi right back to you, and good luck with everything you're doing.
Thank you.
Hi, Toya.
Oh,
hi.
That's Robert.
Hi,
Rob.
Nice.
No, that's not Rob. No, this is Robert.
Robert is the angry mailman who's doing the news for BuzzFeed.
Oh, hi, news guys.
How you doing, baby, though?
How's that porno, baby?
Oh, it's doing real good.
Oh, Toya, you don't know, do you?
No.
Buzz is dead.
Yeah, Buzz died on the table earlier this morning.
No, he didn't.
You're right. Okay, bye, Toya.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
Well, that answers that. If somebody hated us, they wouldn't call. If somebody thought we hated them, they wouldn't call.
Didn't we get in a heated argument someday with some guy, and that was like his trump card?
Yeah.
Some idiot who said, I know everything behind the scenes of that station, and Toya hates you.
Yeah, that was the cornerstone of his argument.
Right.
Yeah, so amen to that. Well, good luck to Toya.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to tell you guys, I've been listening to you since you were on WAVA, the Morning Zoo.
Right.
I wanted to ask you guys if you could do me a favor, since I've supported you when you got busted for marijuana.
Come on.
Yeah. What favor did you do for me when I got busted for marijuana?
Oh, I supported you. I kept listening. I'm a faithful listener.
Well, big deal.
You guys suck anyway.
There you go. Agenda caller.
Big deal. Like, what did you want? You wanted to throw that out, like that I'm afraid that the audience knows that I got busted for pot?
No, I'm a fellow pot smoker.
Well, what the hell is your deal? What is your point, pal?
I wanted to see if you guys could hook me up with something to do for the weekend.
What do you mean, hook you up with something? You get to your point. Make your point.
Give me something free.
give you something free. Why, based on the way this conversation's gone, while you have said that we sucked, would we ever give you something free? And why do you, you've already contradicted yourself by saying you've been listening to us for years, you like the show, and then you say we suck. So
that's because I like you when I'm listening to you, but I don't like you when I'm talking to you.
Well, how many times have you talked to us?
I never have.
Liar.
God damn.
It's Enigma Man. It's Enigma Moron Man.
A brave man.
What an idiot.
A brave man dropped the F-bomb.
What a complete and total idiot.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys, I know what caller you're talking about that was trash and toy. I remember that call.
I think it was the last guy.
Yeah, might have been.
I love watching you. I love listening to you guys not get your balls busted, but fight back. And
I understand.
That wasn't a very nice word that guy just said.
No, you got to hear it on hold, right?
You did.
All right, have a good one, guys.
All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, bye.
Listen, we do want to thank the good people at Nantucket Nectars. PJ and Keith and Tim.
They're very nice boys.
They brought by what is this on apple the screen?
Juice.
That was some guy who used to F her. Lisa just put that on my instant message. The guy that just called was a guy that used to F Toya.
That guy? You mean, God, who cares?
I don't know.
She's talking about the guy that called in to say that she hated you guys.
Yeah,
I
maybe.
Remember that.
Maybe that's true.
I don't know. Listen, all I know is that Nantucket Nectars supplied Buzz with a case of apple juice.
Happy holiday!
And the apple juice was delivered to Buzz's hospital via Roadrunner Courier Service.
Wonderful.
Called 866-232-BEEP.
His final hours will be spent swimming apple juice.
And now here with the news is Robert the Mailman.
Good evening, Dons and Mikes. Today's news is sponsored by Ryan Travel out of McLean, Virginia. Call 1-800-843-8948.
No, Robert, negative. Negative, Robert.
Wait a minute, is that a real plug or is that something Robert brought in himself?
That's for me.
Robert,
just
you like
friends of mine. Just some friends of mine.
Robert's
come on, fellas.
I don't
ask for nothing.
Okay, but
just some friends of mine.
You can't give away advertising.
Rob Bay said I could do it. He said just do it. Full steam ahead.
All right.
Okay.
You getting something out of it, Robert? Like maybe a free trip or something?
I'm trying to.
All right. Good
Lord knows.
All right. Go ahead. Good.
All right. Today's news. Taking the plunge, Sex and the City author Candace Bushnell and Mike O'Mara, childhood friend who he got nothing off of,
right,
has confirmed.
Thank you for throwing that in.
To the New
trouble.
York Post that she's marrying a New York City ballet principal dancer, Charles Asgard.
She always liked guys that were into ballet. I was into ballet in those.
Check this out, fellas.
Yeah.
The couple met 2 months ago. A July 4th wedding is planned in Nantucket.
So she's getting married tomorrow, Mike.
Yeah, and I guess your invite is in the mail.
Yeah, I guess.
And we don't deliver tomorrow, fellas.
I guess I'm not invited.
Also, in the district, police arrest a suspect for throwing a baby out of a window.
I saw that. I saw that on TV.
Yep. Janita Boyd, 54, faces child abuse charges. She was intoxicated at the time of the incident, police say. The two-month-old boy landed in the grass outside of the home. He's in stable condition in the hospital.
Oh, sorry. That's what I meant.
Oh. The boy's grandmother wanted to kick the girl's ass, but police restrained her.
Hold on. So lady threw a baby out the window?
Yeah. Lady threw the baby out the window.
Babysitter.
A babysitter got drunk.
And the grandmother saw.
And apparently the baby was crying, and she threw the baby out the window.
That is awful.
It's horrible. The baby's okay, right?
Yeah, he's in stable condition with not considered life-threatening injuries.
Thank God.
That's what happened
to
Joe.
Just a flat head.
That is what happened to Joe.
Yeah, but Joe was in critical for months.
Joe Ardinger.
Actually, 2 months old till about 18.
Dallas, Texas. School may have sold body parts. Agents investigate research cadavers. Federal agents in Galveston, Texas are closely examining records of the University of Texas Medical Branch after the school admitted to possibly that body parts in the Willed Body Program were sold. A routine audit recently determined there is a possibility that the bodies willed to the institution for
you
research.
You aren't nervous, aren't you, Robert?
Yeah, I am.
Oh.
This is the first time I'm trying to be serious.
Just be yourself.
Okay. Be yourself. Don't read the news. Don't worry about it. Comment on the news.
Just comment. If you got a story, just comment.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Robert eyes
the
news.
Get the body parts.
And
I got one for you.
And if they're selling body parts, tell them Pat Sajak wants to buy an eye.
All right. Here's one for you guys. In other news, Russian and German officials continue to investigate the accident in which two planes collided mid-air destroying both.
Oh, this was in Germany.
Right.
Hi.
Both black boxes have been found.
Hey, black boxes, Robert.
Yeah. I got them right here. And are being studied. Officials want to know why the anti-collision systems called, hey, asswipe, there's another plane in front of you, were switched off in both planes.
All right. That's good. Very nice. Okay. Of course, it's our chance to salute Germany.
Haben Sie gehört, das deutsche Band?
All right. Next.
Annapolis, Maryland. Grand jury decides not to indict an FBI agent who shot a guy in the mouth.
God, Robert, you're awful at this. I mean, you're great when you're in here just talking and just goofing around, but you're awful at this.
I'm just trying to be serious, fellas.
I know, it ain't you, man.
I was going to come in here in African gear and play it black, but then when I heard that, Buzz is still sick,
right.
I thought there was a job opportunity.
Well, no, trust me, it won't be for you.
Well, you never know, man. I got a little stuff in my car, I might be able to get the job if I really want it, Mike.
That's the first legitimate threat right there. He's going to go take care of Buzz in the hospital.
George Schultz was shot in the face March 1 when he and his girlfriend was mistaken for robbery suspects. By the way, just for the black folks, all the people involved in this case were white, so there's no problem. All right. Let's see. Next news. Arizona.
Dateline.
Samaritans seek to save illegal immigrants. Like there's a need for that. Members of 9 religious groups called the Samaritan Patrol are patrolling South Tulsa to help the immigrants because June is the hottest month, and we know that you bring them across in a truck and it runs out of gas and the guys leave and they start to die 10, 20 at a time. So they're going around looking for illegal immigrants.
Which is trucks?
Great on the 4th of July.
What, in trucks?
Yeah. Or any, just running across. I guess they hand them water and towels and stuff and say, welcome to America.
Right.
In other news.
Hold on. I got to wait. I've gone to all the trouble to find this song. I don't know anything I can do to help this newscast.
They're dogging me, fellas.
Your headline there, that story was from
Arizona.
And all you can do is laugh at her. Doesn't anybody know how to pray?
Where was it from?
Arizona.
Trying, man.
I know. Am I dying here?
Yeah, you're dying.
If you're doing something, you know, this is, you are Robert the Angry Mailman. You're trying to play it straight. You can't do that.
Yeah, you suck. You're so bad at this, Robert. Really. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to have to call from the bullpen.
Right.
Joe Ardinger, a relief.
Is he going to read mine? I got the story.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make a switch from the bullpen.
Cold. All right.
Relief
pitcher.
I'm tapping my right arm.
Go with the right-hander.
I'm tapping my right arm.
Come on, Joe.
Let's get Joe in there.
Joe reads badly, but he reads badly funnier.
Let's get Joe.
Hi. Hello, Cat.
I did not want this.
He has no mule ears. He has no seal tail. He has no cat feet.
All right, now produced by Robert the Angry Mailman, here is Joe Ardinger with the news.
Go ahead, Joe.
Free cab rides on July 4th. Here, let me talk on the right side of the microphone. Free cab rides will be offered in the District of Columbia on July 4th. On the day known both for the birth of America's independence as well as this country's sixth deadliest holiday.
Wouldn't it be, it's something about Joe's reading that is just so bad it's funny.
He has no mule ears. He has no seal tail.
Offered by the Washington Regional Alcohol Program, the Independence Day Sober Ride Program will operate beginning at 8 p.m. July 4th and run through 4 a.m. July 5th as a way to keep the local roads safe from Mike O'Mara. I mean, impaired driving.
Oh, stop it.
Buzz, get well quickly.
God, I hate it when Joe ad-libs.
Okay, Orlando, hailing from Orlando. A Saudi princess accused of pushing her maid down a flight of stairs was fined $1,000 and put on probation in a no-contest plea accepted in court yesterday. Princess Bunny Al Saud, 41, is in Saudi Arabia and didn't appear at the 5-minute...
I hope Buzz is recovering.
Robert's taking his clothes off.
Now, Robert is giving us the finger.
All right, give it back to Robert.
Why are you giving us the finger,
Joe,
Robert?
Give it back to Robert.
Why are you
I can't hear you, but F you.
What?
F you.
No, but why are you saying F you?
You want something on me? You want something on me?
No, but what?
Right, I tried.
Why are you saying F you?
All right, give the headphones back to Robert.
Headphones here. I
give the headphones. All right, Robert.
Let me tell you something.
All right, Robert,
let me tell you something.
I appreciate
Buzz, okay? I love Buzz.
So do we.
I am a mailman, and I came in here, pour my heart out, I got dressed,
yes,
and you dogged me, man.
Well, we're giving it back to you now, Robert.
I tell you what.
We're giving it back to you. No, we're not giving it back. No, this is Robert, I love you too, but you suck. You're awful to him to do.
All right, I'll tell you what, you put a bag on your shoulder and deliver mail to up the street. We see how good you do, pal.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
But I'm trying, okay?
That's right, you have to embarrass me.
Okay. I got all my friends listening to today.
When you deliver the mail, you don't have 6 million people watching you.
And normally, 6 million doesn't bother me. I can't
Robert,
even try to be
really,
professional.
Robert,
I try to be professional.
Now, see, this is the real Robert. This
and
is the
you
Robert
guys
want to
dog
Robert,
me.
We're
not dogging you. It's just like you were trying to be serious.
Robert,
it wasn't any fun.
You want to hear some fun?
I got to be honest with the audience. You suck reading the news.
All right, well, you want me to read something?
Yes, go ahead.
All right.
All right, try again.
How about this?
All right, go ahead.
India and Pakistan just nuked each other.
No, they did not.
You can't say that. Did they really do that?
Hey, this is what I got. This is on the news.
What does it say? Seriously.
All right.
Come on, they did not
casualties are estimated between 500 and 700. Thousand people.
No.
Property damage is estimated at least $100.
No.
Representatives for 7-Eleven and several cab companies in Arlington, Virginia, could not be reached for comment, but the workforce shortage is expected. Several countries bordering the two countries
that's funny.
Are preparing for nuclear fallout, but at least they say it doesn't smell as bad.
Okay. Now. That's Robert. Now, why the hell did you do that before?
What are you doing reading this
other
crap?
Do that?
I'm just trying. I didn't know if you guys weren't, you know. That is a heartbreaking story, you know.
We have to break.
Two smelly countries fighting over third smelly countries.
We have to break. We'll let these guys sort it out.
Oh, my God.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like a five-star BJ. The Don and Mike program.
Safe holiday, everybody.
Amen.
We're going to get back to our vacations now.
Yes.
And we'll be back with a new episode on Monday. Stay safe. July 8th. I always like saying it's the end of a week. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. And now here is Robert the Mailman.
Thank you, Dons and Mikes. In sports news, Tiger Woods dropped out of a tournament citing unspecific illness. Some say it's herpes from the white bitch he's effing. Felix Trinidad is retiring. Reach for comment. He went boo 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 boo.
Yeah, there's no way. He's another one of these boxers.
Mm-hmm.
What is he, like 30, something like that?
29, sir.
Okay. He's one of these guys. He's going to retire for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then come right back.
And then he'll come back as soon as they offer him some money.
Yeah, he beat Oscar De La Hoya.
Yes, he did. In other sports news, Miriam Jones won another tournament. But she still ain't got her teeth fixed, and she still got small breasts, so I don't really like the bitch. Okay, in basketball, female basketball, Liberty beat the Storm, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Other news, there will be cameras on the mall for security tomorrow, so all those frisbee-throwing fags can give each other hummers. We'll be caught on tape.
Have you ever seen... I mean, he completely turned it around.
Now, this is what if you had done this from the very beginning...
I'm trying to make up for it.
Amazing,
I let you
Robert.
Down. I'm sorry.
I mean,
okay?
Like a phoenix rising from the ashes.
A couple more stories, sir. Illinois. Spanish kids have more health problems.
Oh, no.
See?
Spanish kids have more asthma, obesity, and knife wounds than most other children.
God.
Reach for comment. Dr. Glenn Flores said, if this continues, we'll have to go back to Mexico for better health service.
Right, you better go to your kicker, Robert. Hey,
last but not least, just then, local hospital inundated with apple juice and weed. Get well soon, Buzz. Have a nice life, fellas. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you,
Robert. And have a great, safe holiday, everybody. Glad we could come back for these three extra shows, and we will see everybody on Monday. A good day to you, sir. Robert.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Good
My
day to
boss.
You,
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
All right.
Hello there, Robs.
Hey there, Don.
Can you be kind?
Can you, sir?
Oh, Lordy. Can I have a gallon of apple juice to take home, sir?
You sure can.
Thank you, sir. Okay, I appreciate it.
See everybody Monday.
Toodaloo. Hey.